Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Hey, 100 Internet Radio. Welcome to the show, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. You understand what I'm saying? And we're on episode 87. You feel me? Whipped, sprung, and goddamn it, just nose wide open. Just wide open. Whipped, sprung, and wide open. That's what we're talking about today on K100 Internet Radio. All right? But before I get into all that, of course, you know, I got to do the jump off and the talking and the introductions. For those of y'all that don't know where y'all at, y'all are now tuned in to the realest, most uncut and raw talk and indie music show on the internet. All right? Welcome. Really appreciate your support. You feel me? Really, 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 really glad that you're here with me. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in to me live. And also, shout out to everybody that's listening to me after the fact on the podcast. You feel what I'm saying? That's a good look. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right? Of course, you know, K100 Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Everybody that listens to this show pretty much by now, we're almost at 100 episodes. So, but I'm going to repeat this every time. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm an artist, a producer. I run an independent label, Chainless Entertainment. With that being said, K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of that company. Now, I say that to say this. Being an underground artist and being an independent record label, that's all I'm about. That's what I support. I got much love for the underground. So we spin music here at K100 Internet Radio, no doubt. Now, if you want to get your music spinned on K100 Internet Radio, it's a very, very, very simple process, okay? There's no payola, all right? This isn't Radio 1, a clear channel. You understand what I'm saying? You don't got to get a DJ 5 stacks, the radio promoter 50 stacks, and then slide something to the program director. Okay, fuck all that. All right? I got almost 8,000. I'm at 7,800 and something. And by the time I'm done with this episode and the people that come in and download after the fact, I'll be up to 8,000 plays and downloads. All right? So I got a lot of people listening, checking me out. This is some exposure for you as an artist. So if you're an artist, you know an artist, tell them to send their music MP3 format. Again, damn it. MP3 format. Somebody sent me a freaking WAV file and a WMV file. I don't need it in Windows. I don't need it in WAV. I need a MP3 formatted song sent to K100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, radio, K100radio@gmail.com, all right? Send me your music. I'll give it a spin. I'm going to check it out. You feel me? We run hip-hop, pop, R&B, all right? Everybody that sent me in music, I pretty much played it so far. There's only been one song that I didn't play. That's because it was hard metal. And I don't even know how they even got the address to the show, but I don't play hard metal. Pretty much going to keep it hip-hop, neo-soul, pop, R&B, you know, in that genre, somewhere around there. But send me your music, you feel me? Needs to be good music, though. If it's just totally, totally whack and just unlistenable. Yeah. I will, in fact, have to flush it. Now, don't get me wrong. You feel what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I know that everybody can't afford a big-time studio or whatever, but that has nothing to do with you just making a just dumb song, just completely retarded song, okay? All right? So just keep in mind that I do have some standards around here. All right? I'm not going to play just any old thing, but for the most part, everything, even if it's not my type of song, I can appreciate the quality in it, and I've basically played everything that people have sent me. So I'm not hard to work with. The only thing I ask, you become our friend on MySpace, you like our Facebook page, okay? And you embed the CodeFi player on one of those sites, all right? You're going to send me your MP3. I'm going to send you an email back out with the little code. Just copy and paste. If you don't know how to do it, whoever set up your MySpace or whatever for you, need to get at them or whatever, all right? Become our friend. Like us on MySpace, all right? And rock the player, promote the show. All right? And that's all we asking, man. We're not asking for no money, nothing right now. We'll hit the sponsors up and the people wanting commercials up for the money. You feel me? Right now, we're just trying to expose some artists, some good music, and we're going to talk a lot of shit. All right? So that's basically the gist of the show. Once again, reminder, everybody, please, everybody, 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show for everybody listening out there in www.world. We air live Monday through Thursdays only, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. All right? A lot of people be hitting me up like, yo, I can't catch the show. I can't change my show time as of yet because it revolves around the rest of my life schedule. So that's the time. But I really do appreciate the people who say, well, I can't tune in at that time, but I always download and listen to it at the fact because y'all got my stats super high. Because I know for a fact I ain't had 8,000 people on this phone line, but that's how many people have downloaded and listened to this show almost at this point. By the time we get done with this episode, and by tomorrow sometime, it should hit that. I'm averaging 200 downloads and plays per episode. Over 100, in between 100 and 200, somewhere around there, depending on what I'm talking about. Which tonight, I think I'm gonna average a good number. Because everybody knows somebody that's been whipped. Yeah, well, you know what it is. Uh-huh. And so, before I get into that, I want to remind you one more time. MySpace.com/K100. Go to the Facebook page. Go to Facebook. Do a search for K100. Like it. And also, we're on iTunes as an official podcast in the iTunes store. Subscribe to our podcast. If you use the Apple software, or if you have an iPhone or iPod or whatever, and every time once you subscribe, and it's totally free, doesn't cost you anything, once you subscribe to the podcast, every time you plug your phone up and launch your iTunes software and hit sync, it automatically downloads every episode that you haven't heard, and, you know, from then on, it would automatically update, okay? So you don't even have to go to the show page or anything like that if you want to get the episodes that you missed, okay? And that's the way I do it. When I want to, you know, take shows on the road or just, you know, take it and put it on my iPod, I don't even go to my own show page. I just use the iTunes software. Totally flawless and super easy. I can't stress that enough. And everybody so far who uses it says that's the only way they really catch the show from that point on, if they can't catch it live. All right? So go ahead and check that out on iTunes, man. That's a big thing because it's not easy to get on there. All right. Moving right along. Episode 87. Whip sprung and wide open. I know it's the same sound I use for the Freakometer, but it doesn't matter because we're still talking about the same thing. We're talking about being whipped. All right? Now, I'm going to go ahead and go into the synopsis of the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's listening to me already on the phone lines. You understand what I'm saying? And also, I want to, like I said, welcome everybody that's listening to the podcast after the fact. Okay? Now, here we go. Go ahead and read what I wrote down, what I got jotted down for the synopsis. For those of you on the line, I see a couple of numbers I don't recognize. Make sure that you listen to the prompts and hit the number one, okay? Hit the number one on the keypad. Everybody that's listening to my show via Skype, that I can see your name, you know, just go to the Skype pad, you know, open up the dollar pad, and you hit number one, all right? Other than that, I won't know that you want to talk either because I don't go to the phone lines to people who don't hit the number one because I don't know if you want to talk. I assume you're just listening because you don't have the internet, all right? So, be that as it may, let's run it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Background music by Track Pros, The President, C-Merc Kamikaze, Nextel Nails, and myself. So all the beats you hear in the background, you're like, yo, some of them beats is tough. Get at me at the Facebook or the MySpace, and I'll hook you up how you can get some of these producers if you like some of the beats that be rocking in the background, all right? I got close relations with these people, so, you know, it can be worked out, all right? That's for all you artists and everybody who's out here listening. All right, all these beats I'll be having in the background, you know what I'm saying? Get at me if you want to get on some of them beats if you're an artist or something, if you know somebody that's an artist. All right, all those producers are hot. Now, okay, here we go. Episode 87, Whip, Sprung, and Wide Open. Now, have you ever put up with some extra bullshit from someone you was with because their sex was just that fucking good? I mean, that shit is just, yo. Every time you mash your ass, God damn it, you busting teeth, 5, 6, 7 nuts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I know people don't like to admit it, but if you've been around the block a few times, chances are you've been whipped, sprung, or had your nose wide open behind somebody. That's just life. Now, some of y'all might can't relate. I'm not saying everybody's been whipped, all right? I'm not saying everybody has been whipped. Pay attention. I'm not saying everybody has been whipped. You might be one of the people who have low numbers. You haven't really been around that much or whatever. You feel me? Who knows? I don't know. I know it's not true about everybody, but for the most part, my demographics for this show is 25 to 40. If you are in between that age range, if you're in your mid-30s, early 30s, you probably have had at least one person on that notch, on that belt. You feel me? On your freaking meter. You understand what I'm saying? That had your ass strong. I'm just saying. Let's just keep it 100. All right? Maybe it was you that had somebody else jammed up like that. Maybe you had somebody else strong. Okay? Maybe you had somebody else whipped. You know what I mean? Nose wide open. Maybe so. All right? Most people that it happens to may look back and say to themselves, what the fuck was I thinking? Damn it, man. Because see, when you whip, you do some retarded shit. You understand what I'm saying? Shit that you normally really want to fucking do. But that shit's so good, and you can't help it. You whip, you sprung, you're not thinking straight. And after you come out of it, if you come out of it, you look back at the situation and be like, what the I can't believe I let that motherfucker do that, or I did that for that motherfucker. You just be like really dumbfounded at your damn self. And that's okay. It's part of life. It's a growing process. Everybody's probably been there. Most people have been there. Stuff to be ashamed of. It's K100. All right? Let's have some real talk and some real conversation about this shit tonight. All right? Like I said, for most people, they look back and say, what the fuck was I thinking? And they learn from it, and it don't ever happen again. All right? They say, I ain't never be going to be head over heels about nobody like that again. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. All right? You got to admit that it happened. It did. Okay, it's in the past. All right? Let's just talk about it. Now, some of us don't learn. And in fact, you may still be in that spot today. You may still be sprung, whipped, or whatever. We're going to find out today, all right? So let's get to the question at hand. Number one, have you ever been whipped, sprung, or had your nose wide open? Matter of fact, and this is a key question because I'm going to ask everybody all of these questions. This is how we do it at K100. I come up with questions and topics, and I ask you to call it when you call in and hit 347-934-0966 and then hit the number one on the keypad. All right? That's how this whole thing works. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. People coming in now. How you doing? Make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk. Now, question at hand. Have you ever been whipped? All right? And matter of fact, how do you define being whipped? What is being whipped? What are some acts that will make you say that somebody is, in fact, whipped? All right? Have you ever whipped? All right? Have somebody else whipped? And if you answer that question, pay attention. If you answer yes to the question, if I open up your phone line, say, well, have you ever had anybody whipped? You know what the next question is going to be? How do you know? I'm going to say, what does it look like they was whipped? Right? This is a sidebar to the show. A sidebar question, which is totally relevant. Don't you just hate when you have a friend that's obviously whipped and they ass don't even fucking know it? They in all kinds of denial and shit. But see, on the outside looking in, it's plain to see sometimes. You feel me? It's plain to see that this motherfucker is gone. And they can't even see it. That's the problem with being whipped. This time you don't know whipped. You're fucked up. You don't know. Your friend's trying to tell you. You don't want to fucking listen. You're like, get the fuck out of here. You want to fight. We're going to discuss it all tonight. Right here on K100 Internet Radio. All right? You feel me? And you know, have you ever lost a friend? Have you ever lost a friend because they were so whipped, they started acting different and shit? What was it? And if you answer yes to that question, I'm going to also ask you, sidebar, what was it that made you have to cut them off? What did they do? Because most of the time, we could put up with our friends being whipped. You feel what I'm saying? We can. So if you ever been whipped, sprung, or wide open, or if you have one in that spot, if you have one in that spot, call in tonight and sound off. 347-934-0966 is the number to the show. I want to welcome you guys on the phone line right now. You put a line on ones not yet raising their hand. We don't have any brave souls. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to not want to admit to being with, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, it's like admitting you had an STD or some shit. It's almost, people look at it like that. People look down on it like that. Oh, yeah. The reverse of that, pay attention. Everybody will love to brag when they got somebody with. Oh, that motherfucker got that motherfucker gone. That's cool. That's what's up. But when your ass is whipped, nobody wants to admit to that. Everybody claim they fucking unwhippable. Well, my friend, I'm going to kill every last one of you motherfuckers. I'm pretty sure at some point, somewhere along the line, if you live long enough, you been whipped. So I'm going to call. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 347-940-0966. Please hit the number one if you want to holler at me, if you want to talk, all right? I got people on my line, but you guys are just listening, so I'm not going to come to you yet until you hit the number one, all right? But the whole thing about it is, I'll talk about myself, okay, until we get some more brave souls on the line that actually want to talk, okay? Have I ever been whipped? Now, see, this is why I need y'all help. This is why I need the help from the callers, okay? Because now we got to get into first defining what the fuck whipped is. I mean, what is being whipped? You know what I'm saying? I mean, just because you spend a lot of time with somebody don't necessarily mean you whip. You may just like their company. You feel what I'm saying? See, it's when you do stupid shit. You know what I mean? It's when you start, neglecting your responsibilities just to be with this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? You know, you're supposed to go pick up your kids, or, you know, you're supposed to handle some business at your house or your place of employment. You understand what I'm saying? You can't even do that. You're trying to go over there. Oh, yeah. 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 Right. Right. You can't even goddamn think straight. Homegirl call you up. Y'all supposed to go out. Y'all been planning this shit all week. Girl, we gonna go out on Friday. We gonna go out on Saturday. They called her all week. She went and got her hair did. You went and got your little dress. Yeah. Your partner them said, man, look, dog, we gonna go to the club this weekend. Yeah. You got the whip all shined up. You got a little money in your pocket. You hustled all week. You got right. This motherfucker called. Now, you've been planning this shit all week. You done said you're gonna go. You committed to going. Alright, planning it all week. 8 o'clock, everybody calling everybody. This motherfucker call you at 8:15. 8:45, you calling your homegirl or homeboy back. You ain't gonna be able to do it. So instead of being in the damn club with your partner and them chilling, like you said you was gonna be all week long, because maybe they just needed to get away, maybe they just wanted to hang. No, here you is. Jammed up in the house. Mash. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about shit like that. See, but this is just my scenario. That's the form of being with. Anytime you put off a responsibility or a key responsibility like getting money, handling your business with your children, all right, or just handling business altogether, just because this person wants to do something else, just because this person wants to do something else, your ass is with. All right? Straight up. Now, I don't want people to confuse being in a good relationship, having somebody you're compatible with, somebody that stimulates your mind and everything and body. I don't want people to mix this up, to mix the two up, okay? I want to make a clean distinction between that. You feel what I'm saying? But you know. You know. Now, I'm going to go ahead and answer the question myself. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Welcome everybody that's already on the line. I appreciate y'all calling in. You feel me? What I gotta ask, and I'm gonna ask myself, and I'm gonna answer the question honestly. I never ask a question on this show that I won't answer myself. Never. And everybody listening to this show knows that I answer all my own questions that I ask. No shame in my game. Frankly, I don't think I ever been whipped. I know some of you are going to kill me. Some of you are going to say, see, You're already starting the shit off on some flaw shit, Blizzard. Kill yourself. But no, wait. I'm just going by what I just basically described myself. I don't think I've ever been in a relationship where, or matter of fact, let me pause. Let me pump my brakes right there. Let me stop. Let me make sure. I don't know. I don't even want to say that. You ain't got to be in a relationship with nobody to be with. That's the first fucking thing, okay? That's key. You ain't got to be in a relationship with them. Straight up. You just don't. All right? You do not have to be in a relationship with anybody for them to have you with. It could be your cut buddy. Your cut buddy can have your head all fucked up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just your partner. Just your cut partner. You know, you don't got to be in a relationship. Matter of fact, if your cut buddy got you so gone, so sprung, so wide open, you can't get enough of that motherfucker, you may act like your ass is in a relationship and that motherfucker ain't. That's how you know you will. We'll go ahead and throw that one out there. Have you ever been fucking with somebody and one of y'all in a relationship and the other one ain't? You don't motherfucking go nowhere. You don't talk to nobody else and no shit like that right there. You don't do nothing. You don't even get on the phone and talk to another motherfucker or nothing. But this motherfucker go out here and they do whatever they want to do. But whenever they want to goddamn come through and... Your ass is ready and on deck. You are, in fact, whipped, sprung, and wide open. I'm just making this up. I'm just putting this fire as I go along. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because every time I think about some shit, I'm going to go ahead and add that on to the damn list of shit that make you goddamn strong. You call into the show. When you dial 347-934-096 and hit the number 1 on the keypad, when you do that, I'm going to tell you, or no, as a matter of fact, you can tell me, well, what if they do this, that, whatever, and I just give you my opinion. We can have a general consensus, okay? We have a general consensus about, are you strong or whatever? You feel what I'm saying? But, I'm telling you right now, if you're doing any of the things that I said so far, I'm going to go ahead and say that your ass was damn strong and your ass was wide open. Straight the fuck up, all right? Real talk. Now, I said I'd never been strong, whipped or wide open, you feel me? And if you know me, if you know Blizzum, and you feel like that's a fucking lie, you feel like I should kill myself, by all means, 347-934-0966. Hit the motherfucking number 1. You feel what I'm saying? Because I don't want people to mistake. Let me tell you something. Don't get me wrong. I done had some women that do their thing, that handle their business. But I just don't feel like I've ever been in a situation where they make me alter who I am. And that's basically essentially when you whipped, for real whipped, that motherfucker change how you, you change how you are. You don't even really be yourself. You be all out of character. You feel what I'm saying? And it's going to, like I said, it's going to go to the sidebar question. Have you ever had a friend or somebody that was whipped? You understand what I'm saying? Now, that question right there, I can definitely 100% without a doubt answer. Now, I'm pretty sure, I won't name any names, okay? Because some of my friends actually listen to the show. Actually, a lot of my friends listen to the show. Most of my real friends, even if they can't catch it live because they just gotten off work and they got to put the kids to bed and all that right there. You feel what I'm saying? Even if that's the case, They listen to the show, so I be mindful of what I say. So I won't name any names. But I've had friends who have been whipped. I've had friends when I was in the military. Matter of fact, since I'm out of contact with this person right here, so I don't know. I doubt they listen to the show. I had a homeboy when I was in the military. This motherfucker literally went AWOL from the military behind some pussy. First of all, being AWOL from the military ain't like just calling in to your regular ass goddamn job, okay? It don't work like that. You understand what I'm saying? If anybody ever been in the military, you can attest to that. All right, welcome everybody that's on the line. 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1 if you want to talk on your keypad. Now listen, this nigga, and he was my partner. You feel me? I didn't see it coming. It wasn't like... actually, he already had a kid, you feel me? You know, we had went out a couple of times and kicked it with people together. You know, I really didn't see this guy literally went AWOL behind some pussy. He wanted to lay up with this chick so much that he just stopped coming in. Like, period. To the point where we had to actually go over there and ask this nigga, what the fuck are you doing, dog? You know you AWOL? You know they tripping, right? You know they looking for you. Yeah. That, my friend, is from. So I have seen people, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, it wasn't until he started messing with her. So I gotta assume that's what it was. You feel me? She was so good. He wanted to be up under her so bad. You feel me? Yeah. And she had like 4 kids in the projects. That's when I was living in the Norfolk area. She was a Portsmouth chick. Straight hood. Fine. Sure indeed. I'll give him that. One of them super fine hood rats. You know what I'm saying? Cute too. But this nigga lost his whole composure, his whole sense of responsibility, literally went AWOL because he wanted to spend that much time with her. That right there is what you call fucking whip, people, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I asked everybody else, have you ever whipped somebody else? Now, see, I don't want people to think that if you answer this question with a yes, that you think you all that. You feel me? That's not what it means. Look, maybe you just got some good sex, okay? Maybe that's just what it is. Maybe you fine, okay? Maybe that person just really likes you that much. Maybe you was the first one who gave them some head, or the first one who ever ate their pussy, or the first, whatever, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe he was white and you was the first black girl he had. I don't know. It's a million damn scenarios. It's a million fucking reasons why people get whipped. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it don't, I don't know. Hell, you can whip a motherfucker with money. You could have been the first motherfucker that took this motherfucker to a cruise in the Bahamas and everything. And on top of that, your sex was good. So she could have just been whipped by your whole shit, your whole total package. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I asked myself this very question. I said, listen, you know, have you ever had anybody whooped? I really stopped and thought about it. And I don't think I was ever really whipped. I don't think I ever had anybody that changed who I was to the core and made me do just some crazy shit. Even though, I did get into a fight over a chick one time, and that's out of my character. But it wasn't really about her. It was about the disrespect that he was doing. So I don't count that. All right, I don't count that. That's just somebody trying you, and you feel me? And now that's totally different. That's not the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? So I really don't want to say that. You know, I don't know. I haven't been whooped. Now have I whipped somebody? Well, yeah, I did. I have. I have been that person. And of course, just like I'm gonna ask you if you answer that question, yeah. How the fuck do I know? Well, I'm gonna tell you how I know. You feel me? It was one of the situations, I guess you could say, plain and simple, and without going into too much detail, I don't even know if this person even listens to the show or not. You know what I'm saying? They may. They may never call in, but they could actually listen. So I don't know. I don't know who's the couple hundred people, who's the almost 8,000 people that's listened. I have no idea. I'm pretty sure I haven't missed them. I don't even know that many people, so I know I ain't met all of y'all. And even the people who call in frequently, if they called in every episode twice, that don't even come close to 8,000. So some people like to listen. Now, this is you. And you be like, I know this motherfucker ain't talking about me. And I know you from back in the day or something. Please, don't take offense. Please, stop. Stop. It's not about you. It's about the show, okay? Facts are facts. Now, when it comes down to it, have I? Yeah, I think I have. I can say that I have. And when I say that, I say, like I gave you the scenario earlier. Well, how do you know? Well, I was living single and they wasn't. You feel me? Even though we wasn't in a relationship. You feel me? They didn't want to kick it with anybody else but me. I tried to tell them, why don't you kick it with somebody? Why are you just kicking it with only me and we're not in a relationship? That doesn't make sense. I don't get it. You feel me? But, a disclaimer, she could have came off and said, well, I don't want to have a high number. I don't want to be messing with two guys at one time and all that right there. And that I can respect. That, I understand that. I dig that. But, that wasn't the answer. The answer was, I'm hooked on your shit. Well, what can I say? If somebody plainly comes out and actually says that without, I have no choice but to believe in people. No choice. I can't argue with the person. I'm asking the person. So, you know, I don't speak with anybody else. No, I just want your shit. I don't want to fuck with anybody else. That shit, why? That's all I need. That's what's up. So, hey, what can I say? Did she do anything crazy? Yes. Yes. She stalked me when I stopped calling her. She did. She was upset. Left me all kind of crazy messages and all that kind of shit. Didn't want it to be over. So I guess when you throw all that together and jumble it all up and mix it all up, I guess you could say, yeah, I probably had somebody thrown before. Yeah. That's the only evidence I got. I mean, it came out of their mouth. And plus, you know, the crazy text and the threats and the crying and we wasn't even in a relationship. Yeah, it's a little much. It's a little much. At that point right there, if you're doing all that with somebody and you weren't even ever in a relationship with them, your ass might, in fact, be whip sprung or wide open. Now, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Welcome everybody that's on the line. Please, somebody hit the number one. You feel me? So I can come to the phone lines. I got a couple of y'all on here. I got about 80 of y'all on here. Hit the number one. I'll open up your lines. All right? Now, I got somebody open up the lines. So I'm going to go to this line. Now, I'm going to ask everybody a series of questions. And you know how this works. Okay, my first caller from yesterday. Matter of fact, had her hand up. All right, Candy, what's poppin'?
What's up?
What's going on? We got a couple more people on the line, and maybe they busy or something. They can't talk right now. You feel me? But no one else is hitting number one, even though we got a couple people on there. This is going to be one of them shows where nobody actually really want to admit to being that person. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody wants to ever admit that they've been sprung. Now, I asked myself the question. I said, I don't think I've ever been sprung. And I gave some definitions of what I think it's like to be sprung. So that's how we're going to start the whole conversation out with the callers tonight. Now, first question, all right? Have you ever been whipped?
Whipped it up.
Have you ever been whipped?
Yes.
You've been whipped before? Wow.
Yes.
You just went on and
said, oh, my God, yeah.
Hey,
yes, I have.
I mean, I'm just saying, I want people to keep it 100. Because if I had, I would have actually told y'all, man. Y'all know I always tell the truth on my show. I haven't told not one lie on this damn show since I started. Not a one. I have declined to answer questions before, but never have I told a lie. So I appreciate the honesty. That's what K100 stands for. Keep it 100. Right. Now, you've been whipped. Okay. What's your definition of being whipped? Why do you say yes? Why do you answer yes?
Because when you only think about that dick, you know what I'm saying, or that person, I've only really been whipped on dick, you know what I'm saying? So when you only think about that dick all the time, you got to detox from that motherfucker after you've seen him. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
Crack. You love
no.
it. You
right,
want
right.
it. You got to have it. You know what I'm saying? And then when I'm away from him, I can detox from it, get over it for a while, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. But Did it change how you act normally? Did the dick make you act differently? Did you do?
Yes.
Were you out of character?
Oh my God.
Out of pocket?
Yeah. Yes. Like we did some crazy shit.
Like what? Like what? Give me some examples.
Oh my God.
Like what?
Oh my God. Really? It made me just do some crazy shit with him.
Make movies
and shit and all of that. Right.
Oh. Right. Oh,
right.
Yeah, you just crazy shit. Well, yeah, that's crazy. You know
I don't
what I'm saying?
Do that normally. You know what I'm saying? But let's go, baby.
Okay. All right. So basically, you did it, and it made you do some shit that you never really did before. So you and Pat.
Right. But I'm not a stalker, though. But I'm not a stalker. And I can't really be crying and, you know what I'm saying? No.
Well, that's not a mandatory requirement. You feel what I'm saying? That's not a mandatory
right.
requirement. I'm saying that's what some people who are whipped do. But everybody that would do that, you feel me? That's not a mandatory requirement. All
right.
Right. Now, next question is, have you ever had somebody whipped yourself? Have you
of
had somebody?
Course.
Okay.
Plenty.
Now, why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because they're stalking it. Because they stalking it, you know what I'm saying? Or they tell me they will. Or they stalking it, you know what I'm saying? Always wanting it. Always wanting to be around it.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right.
They
right.
want it.
My ex-boyfriend to this day asked me to send him pussy shots so he could beat his meat. He is so whipped to this day. And we've been together for like 3 years, and that nigga is like
and
still.
And he's still asking for pussy shots?
Right.
3 years after that?
Right.
Oh, that nigga gone.
He's gone.
With 3 years after the fact, nigga, you passed that little threshold where you can still try your ex, like, kind of sort of, unless y'all ain't cool no more. I mean, unless y'all kind of still, y'all don't ever kind of go back and creep every now and again, then, do you?
Right. No. Hell no. Hell
oh, well
no.
Then, yeah, he was whipped. You had him gone. You had
right.
him. You had him gone. Now, next question. Next question. Side question. I'm asking everybody the same questions, all right? 347-934-0966. Please hit the number one if you're on the line and you want to talk next. We got on the line with Candy. Candy says she has, in fact, been whipped. And she said that's because all she could think about was that dick. All she could think about was that nigga mashing. That's all she could think about. She couldn't think about shit. That's all. She said he had all other characters doing all kind of crazy shit, making movies and all kind of shit. That's enough to say you was whipped. Now, have you ever had a friend that was so whipped and they didn't even fucking see it? They couldn't see it. You feel me? Have you ever had a friend that was whipped?
Ugh.
And you was like, motherfucker, you is so fucking whipped and you can't even fucking realize it. You ever had that happen?
Right. Yeah. I have a homegirl like that. That she whipped on her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? And she really don't realize what it is that she's
whipped.
She whipped. You know what I'm saying?
But why do you say she's whipped? Because I'm asking that because you can always speak for
because
you.
Any woman that let a man do so much to her, you know what I'm saying? Like, just dog her out and do so much to her, she got to be whipped on something. You know what I'm saying? It's not his personality because he's an asshole. You feel me? So you got to be whipped on that bitch.
Do they have kids together?
No.
Okay, so I was going to ask. I asked that because I was like, maybe sometimes, you know, people stay together for the kids and type shit,
no.
You know.
No.
So, you know. You feel me? Well, if they don't have no kids together, are they married?
No.
Oh, well, then she got to be whipped then. If you let people treat you like shit, all
right,
another disclaimer. This is another way that I can goddamn determine or decipher that you are whipped. In fact, if you let somebody, like I started out in the opening statement, if you let somebody treat you like shit, dog you out, talk
right.
to you any kind of way or whatever, and you still want to fuck with them, you still want them to mash your ass,
right.
Yeah. You
and she swear the dick ain't that good. She swear the dick ain't that good. Yeah, right, bitch. It is not his conversation.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait. Well, see, normally if it's that good, they tell people it's that. See, that's kind of weird.
No,
normally,
Women don't do that. Women don't do
women
that
because
they know that other women going to try their man if they keep telling their bitches, yeah, his dick so good. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's just a defense mechanism for women to keep other bitches off their man.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You don't say.
You're learning something today.
Well, I mean, I would chalk it up as just people don't like to admit when they whipped. But, you know, you feel what I'm saying? You know, nobody
right.
wants to openly admit that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, now, have you ever lost a friend? Have you ever lost a friend over that? Or was somebody
no.
over they were so whipped that got
no.
them? You know what I'm saying? No?
No. Because I understand, because I done been with before. So I understand what they going through. It's just like, almost like a pimp in a hoe situation. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like
what?
They
what
love
you?
That nigga. They just whipped on that nigga that they would do anything for them. You know what I'm saying? Not
uh-huh.
saying that I would do that, but I'm just saying. It's just, it's almost the same thing.
Okay. All right, I understand that. Because some people be like, they don't understand how a hoe can have a pimp. Go out here and fuck all these niggas and then come back and give it to this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
hey, that's just that's how some people play it. You feel what I'm saying? That's
right.
how some people run it. And I what can you say? So you said that you never lost a friend or whatever, but you have been whipped, you done had somebody whipped. So you pretty much done experienced the whole gambit. You feel me? You know it's like
right.
on both ends. Now which one, before I go to the next call, I got people raising
Did you ever say that you've been whipped? Have you ever been whipped?
I said I didn't been. I said I haven't been whipped before.
What?
And I said
Stop
I have
it. It.
Well, listen.
Stop it.
Listen,
come
listen,
on now.
Wait a minute. We
Somebody done had that nose
listen,
wide open.
Listen what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking everybody. Because I want people to give me specific definitions of shit you do when you whip. And when somebody says, if you have ever done this because of this woman, and if I have, then I will go back and I will recant.
But you can't, you can just say it's by sex, though, that you was whipped. You might have been whipped on, like, something else. You know what I'm saying?
I said you could be whipped on something else. I said you could be whipped on a nigga money. A motherfucker can be balled so motherfucking hard, you whipped off that nigga's pocket. It don't matter. But I'm just saying, I haven't had it, though. That's all I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. Let's kill it. Please kill yourself on that one, please.
Well, I can't, listen, I always tell you, why you want me to kill myself again? I'm just keeping it running.
I don't think you're thinking back far enough.
I'm thinking hard. I've only had three girlfriends my whole life, real life girlfriends.
Right.
All right. Since I've been over 21, I've only had two girlfriends who I was in serious relationships with. You feel what I'm saying? Now,
right.
So you feel me? And those were relationships. You know what I'm saying? It was
but
like,
I done been whipped on dick that it wasn't even my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I know that. Most of the time when you whip, it don't even be your motherfucking boyfriend or some shit because you doing that shit. And that ain't even your goddamn man or woman. That's a telltale sign. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I've never had a female that I was fucking with. And because I was fucking with her, I got out of pocket, out of character, and I just did all types of crazy shit because of her. I done had girls whose sex was good, and I'd be like, man, yeah, that shit fire. I want to hit it again. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm not finna neglect responsibilities, sit around, and all I think about, like you said, all I think about is getting some. No, I've never been like that. Have I wanted to do it again with them? Yeah. But I've never just sat around and be like, man, all I can think about is that shit. Boy, that shit so fire. I can reminisce and be like, yeah, she had some fire. You feel me? And give her props. But it's like I've never just, so I don't know. Then again, I don't know. But I'm keeping it 100. That's why I want people to tell me some examples of shit, because I'm going to sit down and I'm going to think and I'm going to be like, have I ever did that over some pussy?
Even when you was younger?
Man, even when I was younger. I mean, like, high school, I'm thinking maybe in high school I probably was whipped before. You feel me? I'm thinking back at high school was such a blur to me because I was living such a off-the-chain life that I did so much crazy shit. That's the part that I'm going to just keep a disclaimer. Any of my high school friends that's listening to the show, or if you know anybody that goes to my high school, you can text me and be like, this nigga on here, motherfucking line, call in, you don't remember this motherfucker, and when you did this, he's 347-934-0966. Check me if I'm wrong, but really, all I really remember is, I remember, you know, kicking the girls, whatever, but I don't ever really remember just being all out of pocket behind one. I just did what everybody did. You feel what I'm saying? Of course, if you fucking with somebody, you going to fuck with them. But did I ever just change my personality because of them? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I had something that I really liked to kick it with a lot, but I don't know if I really... At this particular junction time, right here at the show, I'm saying no.
Okay.
To change, somebody can call in and say, Blue, oh, nigga, I remember back when blah, blah, and I'll be like, ah, damn. You know what I'm saying? And I will admit it, and I will kill myself live on the air. But not until that point comes, okay?
Right.
I stay on the line if you want to, and maybe you can actually hear me
kill yourself.
I am sending out texts.
Well, you couldn't just leave that bitch for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's your girlfriend and you just can't leave her. You know what I'm saying? You don't know why you can't leave this bitch, but you just can't leave this bitch alone. You know what I'm saying? You done been there before.
I've been there before.
You just can't leave this bitch alone. That's the same thing as being whipped. You just can't leave this bitch alone for some reason.
No. I'm trying to say when that is not because you don't even love that person like that. It's just because that shit is so good. The sex. Everybody pay attention. Listen, it's only when the sex is the reason why you put up with it. Okay, it's not because you've been with that person 8 years and y'all got a child together and you love them. That's because you love that person genuinely. I'm talking about ain't nothing really there but just that dick there, that pussy, that shit is just, that's it.
Well, any nigga I be with, if I'm in a relationship with, I must be whipped off the dick because if I'm not going to be whipped off the dick, I can't be faithful. You understand what I'm saying? He got to have me sprung off the dick or I can't be faithful. You feel what I'm saying?
You admitted to it, though. You already admitted to that, though. You feel me? You already admitted to that, you know?
Right.
Well, did your ex did your ex have you sprung? The one you said you had sprung?
At a time, he did. I'm going to say at a time, he did. But, like, okay, towards the end of the relationship, no, he did not have me whipped. You know what I'm saying? Because by the end of the relationship, we both was cheating. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I wasn't whipped then. But at the beginning of the relationship, yes. Right.
Okay.
But whoever I be with in a long-term relationship has to have my full attention physically and mentally, and I have to be whipped from all into him, or I'm not, and I repeat, not going to be faithful to his ass.
I'm not even mad at that. You feel me?
Right.
And let me let everybody know right now, 347-934-0966. If your husband or wife is the motherfucker that had you sprung, that count. You can't say you was never sprung and say, well, I married him, so it don't. No. If that motherfucker had your sprung that you married and that motherfucker put a ring on it and y'all still together to this day, hit the motherfucking number one, please. Hit the number one, please. Call in. That still counts, even if it's your mate, if it's your spouse or your husband. And that's cool, man. I mean, big ups to that. Big ups if it's your spouse is the one, you feel me, that had your ass whooped and sprung like that. That's a beautiful thing.
And another way you can know if you're whipped or if you sprung, if after y'all stop fucking, y'all can't even be friends no more.
What?
Y'all can't even be cool no more.
Why not?
I'm going to want that dick whenever I see you. You know what I'm saying? So we can't even be friends.
That don't make no sense.
Right. Why? That does make sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
If we ain't together in a relationship like that, but I'm whipped on that dick, nigga, we can't even be friends. We can't even be cool and I come to your shit and we go out and chill and shit like that because I'm going to want that dick. It's like crack. It's like a crackhead. Put crack in front of a crackhead, they're going to want it all the time.
I guess I can see your point.
Right.
All right, I got somebody else raising their hand. And stay on the line. And if anybody feels like Blizzard has been whipped and he is forgetting that time, that chick.
He has.
Please call the show and check me. Check me, please. All right. Stay on the line, please.
Yes, I will.
So we have Kanye so far. Right now we're going to, I think this is Michigan girl. I know that number. That's the only person I know from 269. What's going on?
What's up? What it do?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show. All right. I appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune in to the show. If you're on the line, welcome. I got a couple of y'all on the line. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to holler at me, okay? Episode 87. Whipped sprung and wide open. Have you ever been whipped sprung and wide open? Have you had somebody whipped sprung wide open? Did you know somebody who's whipped sprung and wide open? And what the hell does it mean to be whipped sprung and wide open? All right, that's where we're going right now. Question number one, Michigan girl, and you know we're going to run it down the same way, all right, for everybody else. Have you ever been whipped? Have you ever been whipped? You've never been whipped. Okay.
No.
You say no. What do you define as being whipped?
I define being whipped as like when, you know, the sex got you acting all out of character, be that you putting up with some crazy shit, you fighting, calling, cussing other girls out when you see them talking to other chicks, or just something that things you normally wouldn't do and you've never done before, but this nigga right here got you just all kind of gone, and it's basically nothing but the sex, because the conversation ain't all of that, y'all ain't got no kids, y'all ain't really got no ties other than the sex.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What if you fucking with a guy? You fucking with a guy, right? Y'all having sex.
Yeah.
And he is doing whatever he wants to do, but you don't fuck with nobody else but him. Because you like, shit, the dick so good, I don't got to go nowhere else. I'm good. You think that's a form of being whipped?
If the only reason why you not going anywhere else is just because of the dick so good, then yeah, that could be a form of being whipped. If it's just the fact that you don't like to sleep with a bunch of other people, and so you feel like, okay, I'm just going to sleep with this person, you know, until I find whatever you may be looking for, then I wouldn't say that that's whipped. But it's going to depend on which reason you're not, you know, sleeping with nobody else. If it's just, oh, dick is so good that I'm just not going to sleep with nobody else, then, yeah, I would say that's a form of being whipped, because that's slightly out of your character.
Okay. If it's normally out of your character, so what if normally If you single and you normally keep one or two guys on deck that you fucking with just because you like variety, you
right.
feel what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
And then this guy comes along, you feel me? And nobody,
and
you
don't want no variety
else.
No more. Then I would say you—that's a form of being whipped because that's out of your—that's out of character.
Right. Right. Okay.
So
all
I'm
right,
saying
so
anything that takes you out of character is like something you normally wouldn't do, and it's just about the sex. Then that's what I consider being whipped or
okay.
strong or whatever the hell.
All right. So now another question: Have you ever had anybody whipped, sprung, nose wide open?
Yeah, I have.
Ah, see, ah, hey, you just like me. I don't feel like I ever been whipped, but have I ever had somebody else whipped? Well, in fact, I have, and they admitted it to me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't make it up. They said it themselves. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't make
this
it up.
This person, he eventually said it, but at the time, of course, he wouldn't say it, but,
uh-huh.
like, his friends was, you know, his friends would say it, and of course he wouldn't say it, but later on after we broke up and we happened to, you know, talk again, he was like, man, you had me so gone. You had me just gone. I was like, okay.
Well, hey, now listen, anybody that can call up to the show today and have it where somebody actually openly admitted to them, out of own mouth, you had me fucked up. You had me sprung. I'm not going to argue about that. I'm not. If somebody actually said that shit to you out of their mouth, which was the case in my, which was my case, you feel me? It's not that I'm
mm-hmm.
going around thinking I'm just so fiber. I'm just, this is what they told me. Okay, I'm
right.
I'm, and besides a couple of other crazy shit that happened, but I mean they actually said it out their own mouth. You feel me?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I knew when dudes showed up at my job in the footies in the parking lot looking for me, I knew something.
Damn! Whoa! This nigga showed up with footies on. Why was he in footies?
I guess he ran out the house that quick. He had time to put his damn shoes on.
What you do? What, you thought you was fucking with somebody else or something?
Yeah, because okay, we worked for the city, and we both worked for the city. Well, he didn't come to work that day, and I had told him I'm gonna come, and you know check on you know at lunch maybe you know whatever whatever. I had a little afternoon to like whatever before I go back to work because he didn't stay that far from the job. So he like, okay. So I called and told him I was in the middle of a project that had to be done, so I wasn't going to be able to, you know, come after work. And so I didn't answer the phone, I guess, when he called back to my office. So this nigga ran out the house, jumped in the car, and drove to the job while he off work. And looking around the parking lot in my car, seeing if I'd been some move the car, if it's warm, just all kind of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, that nigga there was gone. Gone. That nigga did all that. He was gone. He was gone. He was real whooped. That's bad. That's embarrassing. I ain't never
know. I was embarrassed. So it was, afterwards it was funny, but I was embarrassed at the time because, you know, we both worked together, even though we work in different departments, so we was trying to keep it on the low. And nigga, you showing up at work in your footies and you looking around and you touching all on my car and you trying to look in the offices and stuff. I'm like, oh my God. Real?
He was gone. He was gone. Yeah. Okay.
He was gone.
All right. 678-542, I see you on deck. You're the next person with your hand up. Okay. Now, have you ever had a friend that was so strong and gone and doing some wild shit and they didn't even know it. You feel what I'm saying? They didn't even know it. Have you ever had a friend that was strong and they ain't even realized it, but you on the outside looking in like, bitch, you can't see this nigga got you gone for real? Have you ever
yeah,
been through that?
Yeah, I had a couple friends like that, and I'm like, for real? And I'm trying to figure it out because, I mean, I had some good dick, but I guess I ain't never been that way. So I'm trying to figure out, well, what the hell he doing to you that's got your ass, you know, doing all this crazy shit. We, you know, got me doing drive-bys. We switching cars. You stalking his house. I'm like, for real? You
damn.
Know, you fighting chicks. You know, you see him talking to, and he's snatching you up out the club. Y'all arguing, then y'all in the car getting it on. And I'm like, for real? That's
good.
It was just all in this chick's face. You just snatched her by her head. Now, he didn't snatch you. Now, y'all in the car getting it on. For real, y'all fucking in the car
yeah.
at the club.
Right.
So, yeah, I had a couple friends that's gone. That was gone.
Right, right. That would be fucking dickmatized. Have you ever lost a friend? One last question, I'm going to the next caller. Have you ever lost a friend behind, they were so whipped and so wide open over their boyfriend or some shit, like they may even goddamn accuse you of wanting that nigga just because you goddamn looked at him the wrong way, or just, you know, have you ever lost a friend because they were so gone, they just got so out of character you couldn't fuck with them no more?
I lost a friend because she was, and then she tried to come back, and we repaired it a little bit, but it'll never be the same, but she was gone by this dude, and she didn't accuse me of trying to talk to him, but he tried to talk to me behind her back, and so when I wouldn't give him no play, because I was like, oh, no, I don't get down like that, that's my girl, that's nasty, you know, whatever, and so he convinced her that she didn't need to be friends with me, and she was so sprung that, you know, he didn't give her a reason. He was just like, oh, you don't need to be friends with her, you know, you just need to be with me, blah, blah, whatever. And
yeah.
So she, you know, just cut it off. And then when they finally broke up and she realized, you know, she got over being, you know, sprung and whatever and realized what type of dude this was, and then she came back wanting to apologize. And like I said, we, you know, kind of repaired it, but it was never the same after that, so...
Yeah,
in a sense, you could say I lost a friend, because I guess he felt I was going to tell her to jeopardize that, so he pulled her away from me, and since she was strong, she just followed suit.
Mm-hmm. That's normally the story a lot of times with females. I'm pretty sure as the night goes along, when more people call in the show on the second hour, which is when they mostly call, I'm pretty sure I'm going to hear that scenario play out more than once tonight when I ask
right.
that question, because that seems to be... And that's the reason why you hear black women, I don't fuck with females thing, why they don't fuck with hoes. They always say, I don't got a lot of female friends. And
I
hear that.
I don't. I have a few, and I never had a whole lot of female friends. And like the other caller said, sometimes you have to know, and sometimes females will say, oh, it ain't all of that, because you got to know that some of them that claim to be your friend, if you keep talking about how good it is, oh, they going to try to go behind your back and try it out.
Right. That's also true. All right. Thanks for calling in. Please stay on the line. I'm going to go to the next caller. All right?
All right.
Okay. 678-542 hung up. Key was next in line. Key.
I did not mean to hit him.
But damn it. You had the one. You hit it on. You hit it off. Just keep blaming on it.
My phone just landed on my lap, and it said, you are now in the host queue. And I'm like, I didn't even touch nothing.
Oh, hell. Well,
okay,
you're on now.
I answer.
Okay,
why
so you know.
You like the other people, like, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, because I got like about 8 people on here right now that ain't saying nothing. You feel me? They ain't saying shit. So, you know what I mean? Private calls and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know where they calling from or what. But welcome to the show anyway. That's all right. You probably whipped and sprung right now. You're trying to figure out an answer to your solution. So hopefully we can give you one. Now. Of course, first question is, have you ever been whipped?
No.
You said that kind of slow.
It sounds like it might be kind of exciting, though, you know, from what people are talking about.
You think it's exciting
but
to be
no,
whipped? You looking forward
guess,
to being whipped?
I don't know. I haven't been yet. Hopefully, if I do get whipped, I'll marry him.
What sounds exciting about being whipped?
I don't know. I mean, it's something that good to you, for real, to where you just... acting all kind of crazy, because I didn't used to call it whip. I call it that crazy love. You know, people like, I'm so in love. I was like, that stupid love. Yeah, you need some stupid love right there.
Okay.
Doing some crazy stuff.
All right. So, let me ask you this. What's your definition of being whipped then? Because, what do you call
it?
Y'all
was saying was good, because I didn't really, at first when I read the topic, I was like, I can't really define it, because I've never been whipped. But now that I hear people talk, it's like, okay, yeah, all those reasons they said make some real good sense. Like when you totally doing things out of character and you neglecting your responsibilities and all you think about is that person or that, you know, the sex or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whipped. When you canceling
plans, now that's when I was like, I had some people kind of gone. Yeah.
So, I mean, for real, you know how it is when you be getting ready to go out with somebody and everybody, like, y'all been planning that shit all week. You feel what I'm saying? Right
now,
before everybody
gets
out.
I don't really know about that, but I have had an instant where, like, I had just so happened to, you know what I'm saying, one of my exes had texted me or whatever, and I was like, yeah, I'm in the area. I stopped by, whatever, hollered for a second. So he was supposed to go out with this chick. And when I got over there, he was like, yeah, you know, I was going to go out. But he called and canceled his plans with her. Like, they were supposed to go out within, like, an hour. And he was like, called that chick up and was like, oh, yeah, I ain't going to make it. That And that was, like, the chick he was seeing. Like, I just so happened to pop on the scene.
Oh, well, see, that doesn't really count because, see, you was, like, the side pussy. And he probably really didn't have access to the side pussy as much. So, of course, if he know that's the one he always
even if we was
access, that's different. Well, it don't matter. That don't count because I mean, niggas gonna do that if they got some they chick they going out with all the time, and then when they little exes or some kind of side piece pop through and come through, you know, say, you know, main chick might gonna be there, she might be all right, cause she ain't one of them people that's gonna really just swing by the house and see why the fuck you can't come, and he know what kind of chick he got. Yeah, niggas might do some shit like that. They don't necessarily mean you whip. You just got to grab opportunity because he probably wasn't expecting really to see you. He ain't hit you in about 4, 5, 6, 7 months. Yeah, he gonna go on the mash this right here.
It had been some years.
Okay then. So he got you in the goddamn dungeon. Yeah, we gonna got them canceled the night. I'm gonna see her next week or tomorrow for sure. But I don't know when the next time I'm gonna see you. So yeah, in fact, that's not necessarily being whooped. That's just seizing the moment.
Okay. Maybe so.
Let's put y'all up on game, ladies. Put y'all up on game tonight. Just saying, we gotta make a clear distinction. Now, have you ever had somebody whooped? You said you had earlier. You alluded to it. You ever had anybody whoop, you think? Maybe?
Man, is it possible to have somebody whoop and you ain't even slept with them? Because some
no,
of that stuff, I don't
know. No,
huh?
No,
if,
no,
you, well, hold
no.
on. If you saying you get no. somebody get whipped off somebody money, you saying...
You still had to fuck them at some point, though.
Oh, well. I can't
count. Nobody who ain't
I
never met.
I had no doors and crates. Okay, so let me see.
They just trying hard to get it. Yeah,
but I knew because his mama told me. His mama told me. She was like, you know what I'm saying, my son, because I guess you know her son. So she was like, you know, you got him, he gone, pretty much. She was like, I ain't never seen him act like this over no woman. Never. She was like, his mama told me that. But later on, you know, he told me too, but she told me first.
Well, like I said, if they actually admitted to you out loud, if they actually said, man, you get me gone, I'm taking that as an answer. They was whipped on your open. They out their mouth. I can't do nothing but respect that and go with that.
Oh, I had one dude, his girlfriend told me. She was like, I get tired of him saying stuff about you. I knew who you was before. This is like, I guess he used to talk about me so much to her that she was just like, you know, I get sick of hearing your name. I was like, I ain't got nothing to do with that, though, for real.
Well, let me go ahead and kill that nigga. this lame-ass nigga here. He's the most tardy nigga ever.
Yeah.
He's stupid. That's just, you just don't, I don't give a fuck if you is thinking about it. Just keep bringing up. Not if you finna be in a relationship with that motherfucker.
Yeah,
that don't work. All right. So now to the next question, and I'll go to some more calls. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Welcome, everybody, that's on the phone lines, K100 Internet Radio. We're going into the second hour. I'm your host, Blizzum. We're on the line with Key right now. We're talking about episode 87, you dig? Whip sprung and being wide open, all right? We're talking about, have you ever just been basically just hooked on somebody's sex, okay? That's what we're talking about. Have you ever been with somebody that had some sex so good you put up with all types of bullshit out of them? All you could do is think about it. We've been giving reasons, definitions of what it's like being whipped or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? And so far we came up with, they treat you like shit and you still want to fuck with them. We came up with, that's part of being whipped, okay? Dumb, whipped, it's all the same sometimes. All right, we said that if that's all you think about all the time, you feel me? To the point, one caller said, you can't even be friends with a person. You can't even really just go out and just hang with them on some friendship because it's like crack. When you see it, you're going to want that sex. You feel what I'm saying? We said that you neglect your responsibilities, all right? You neglecting your responsibilities, supposed to be handling business, and you can't even handle business because you laid up, changing plans with your friends, all kind of different ways. And actually, somebody actually admitting it out loud, like, I was sprung. I was going. You know what I'm saying? We got all kind of ways to find out the truth around here. Now, She said,
oh,
that
I can add another person to the end, because, yeah, he was like, I can't even, he was like, I don't even want to. And it was to the point where
how many people asked
you? Because I'm thinking about the situation. I'm thinking about the situation because this one dude, like, years later, we had hooked back up on Facebook, and he was like, I don't even want to be, like, we was made friends for 2 months on Facebook. He was like, nah, I can't even do it. He said, I still just can't be friends with you.
Oh,
he's like, I just want you to myself.
Yeah, sprung. All right. One more question. I'm going to 713. They on deck. They raise their hand next. Have you ever had a friend that was so gone that you was just like,
Yes, my best friend.
After that fast.
She was so gone because he was so ugly. I'm sorry, it couldn't have been nothing else.
Well,
this dude
Let me tell you why I'm going to kill your ass. Everybody who was on this show last night, if you can't go back to last night's episode, all that talk about you called me shallow. You called me shallow on the show. You called me shallow on the show, and then you're going to open up and say some shit like,
because you are.
No, I'm not.
You feel shallow just because I said that.
You just said that your friend was whipped just because her boyfriend was ugly and she still wanted to have sex with him. She could have just, he could have just been a nice person.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say he was ugly. And she said, I'm saying, because she was so, the way she was acting, it couldn't have been nothing but the sex because it could not have been his looks.
That's not, okay.
Yeah. That's I'm not shallow, whatever, and you are. So right. Move right along.
Okay, so have you ever lost a friend over them being whipped?
No, because, you know, when she was doing her thing, we might have fell out a little bit, but I was trying to be understanding with her. You know, I'm like, okay, I was like, it'll pass eventually. You know, she'll
right.
see, you know what I'm saying, they fighting. And so kind of like, Mission does is saying, like, hey, y'all fighting 1 minute, you up there in the same spot you were fighting, y'all getting it in. You know what I'm saying?
That's called being whipped.
But I was like, no, it was cool, though. You know, I was like, you know, do what you do. Hey, man, a friend is a friend to me. I'll be there for you. It's all right, good.
That's what's up. All right, stay on the line. I'm going to the 713 next, all right?
Yeah, I think that's why I need to add in more people to my list while we keep going.
You just think your shit so fire. I'm hanging up with you. Bye. Motherfucker here. Damn it, man. She probably got ass about ass whoop. Ain't no telling. 713, you're on the air with K100. Welcome to the show. What's popping?
What's up, homie? This is your boy, Noonan Jr. from Houston, Texas, man. I love your show, homie.
Noonan, what's up, man? Hey, man, you know what? Hold on. First of all, the homie right here, let me go ahead and plug, and I'm going to go ahead, before we get off the line, I got to make sure that you shout out your show. This dude has a show. Now, I've actually called your show, Noonan, but when I listened to the show, I couldn't talk. You feel what I'm saying? I couldn't talk.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? But I've actually called into your show and listened to your show. Your shit be crunk too, homie. I like your shit, too. This is another show. If you like K100, and you may catch me during the hours that I am on, because I know I got some funny hours when people just get home with the kids and type shit, and a lot of people be like, man, I love your show, but I got to get the replay because I can't talk during that time because they got to handle their business with the children and all, and they just got out work and shit. I dig that. I respect that. Still, thanks for supporting the show. But I know his show comes on at different times. Most of the time, it's never really on around the same time as mine. But catch his, man. That's one thing. I give props when they do, when I'm not a hater. You feel me? So catch the homie Noonan Jr. show. You feel me? Now, I appreciate you calling in, dog. That's first and foremost. Before I get into it, go ahead and tell the people how they can get to your show real quick.
All right. Check this out. All you got to do is you can go to http://blogtalkradio.com/Noonan Jr. If you can't find that out, all you got to do is add me on Facebook. Type in the word Noonan, N-O-O-N-I-E. And then the last name is Junior. That's J-U-N-I-O-R. All you got to remember is Noonan Junior. If you find me on any website, I will direct you to my show. Any website.
All right. That's what's up. All right. That's what's popping. Y'all do that, man. It's got a good show. It's funny, too. It's like K-100. It's off the chain. All right. Now, homie, you already know what we're talking about. You did whipped, sprung, and wide open. Now, have you ever been whipped, Noonan? Don't lie to the people now. Don't lie to the people. You ever been whipped?
Like sexually or mentally?
For the purposes of this show, I want to go with sexually, but I said there's other ways you could be whipped. I did say that. Now, if you've been whipped mentally, please do tell the people how that goes down. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm going to enlighten the folks.
All right. Well, first off, I ain't never been whipped sexually because I'm a beast. You heard me? But You know what I'm saying? Mentally, I had a woman that was there for me after my little girl died, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was there for me. I'm talking about, bro, I don't care if anybody judges me for what I say, but I'm just about to keep it all the way real. When your child dies, especially from a hurricane like Hurricane Katrina, all kind of thoughts gonna go through your head. You might even want to kill your own self so you could be in heaven with her. But when you kill yourself, you don't go to heaven. But anyways,
right.
You know what I'm saying? This girl was down for me. She stopped me from doing anything bad to myself or bad to other people. Like, she basically got in my way. She was 130 pounds and I was 240 all muscle. And she stood in front of me every single time I was about to cut up. So she had me mentally whipped. You know, I could go deeper, but I don't want to take up too much time. You know what I'm saying? And when me and her broke up, it was rough, bro. I'm telling you, it was hard on me because, like, I had lost all friends, and the people I really cared about had died. So
right.
she was my only friend. Like, she was my friend. She was my boo, my old lady. You know, she was the only person I trusted even touching me. So
right.
I really feel like I was mentally ill.
Right. Well, now see that right there? That's not that right there. First of all, you're making it hard for me to laugh and joke about that because that's actually way too serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even
right.
really want to like really do my whole shtick with it. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's a right. whole other level. You feel me? That's not really being whipped, bro. That is
okay.
loving somebody that loves you. You feel me? That's not the same thing. That's not what this show is. This show is just when you just been basically gone sexually. You feel what I'm saying?
Listen.
So your answer is no.
I know
your answer
some people.
No.
Now listen. I know
uh-huh.
some people who have been whipped. Oh, yeah.
Right. Have you ever had anybody whipped first? That's the first. I'm going to get to that question, but have you had anybody whipped before?
I think I had my baby mama whipped, bro.
Straight
up.
Why is that? Why do you say that?
Man, bro, she came to the studio with a Desert Eagle and put it to my head, then put it to her head, then put it to my head, to her head, and went back and forth for like 20 times. Man, this girl tried to take pills. This girl tried to jump into the Mississippi River over me. You feel me? So,
yeah,
I mean,
go
like,
I'm going to go ahead. And whenever you try to kill yourself over somebody, yep, I'm going to go ahead and give her the whip. You know what I'm saying?
The funny thing about it, we was never together. We was just fucking.
Well, that's
like,
that's what makes it even worse. That's the whole point. That's
I never
you know
once told her. You know what I'm saying? I never once told her, hey, we together or nothing. Like, she was just crazy. Like, I'm talking about she was crazy, bro. Crazy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. She was gone. She was gone. Like, yeah, you definitely had her sprung and gone. That's a definite yes. Now, you was going to, I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to get some callers. You said that you haven't seen other people be whipped. Go ahead and talk about that. What do you mean?
Look, my homeboy Melton
uh-huh.
Thompson, right?
Damn, you going to call his name?
Yeah, fucking right, I'm going to call his name. Look.
Damn it, man.
Hey, look. And listen, if he wanted to die, he from the 8th Ward downtown section of New Orleans, Louisiana, okay? So, look.
Oh, man.
Everybody knew that the man, old lady, was cheating on him, and they used to tell him. And it's like he used to see it, but he didn't see it. He was like, nah, man, she just going to get her uniform. So, bro, she don't have a job. What uniform? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, dog, dudes was telling Melton about the tattoo on her booty and stuff, and, like, the only way you're going to know that is if you seen it.
Damn. Nigga, yeah. But listen, man, if your girl got a motherfucking tattoo nowhere but a nigga who hitting it should know about, nigga, if you don't believe that, goddammit, kill your damn self, nigga.
She used to look, bro. She used to tell him, oh, my pussy's so deep because, you know, it's like genetics, it's DNA. DNA? What? Man, look.
And he believed it.
Hey, the whole project ran through her, bro.
And he just didn't want to believe it.
No, he was in love. See, that's why the niggas can't handle their head. They got the tender dicks. They can't handle their head. You feel me?
What you call them, tender dick? I think I got a new word. I'm jacking that. I'm jacking tender dick.
All right.
I'm jacking tender dick, nigga. You a tender dick, nigga. You can't take it. You know what I'm saying? You can't take it for real. This is the new K100 word. I guess I'm going to have to adopt that. Everybody been jacking my slang. It's about time I jack somebody else's shit. Tender dick.
And hey, listen, man. Listen,
new
before
vocabulary.
I go, I'm going to be honest with you. You know the prop that you just gave me?
Right.
I'm about to give you some props now. I've been wanting so hard to jack your topics, but I don't do it because that's wrong.
Right,
you
right,
me?
Right.
But listen, I tell you, I've been wanting to do it so hard, but I'm not. Hey, I'm not no powder puff ass nigga like Melton. You feel me?
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate them props, bro. You feel what I'm saying? But one thing about this little thing that we go, man, we can take over this media conglomerate and all the stranglehold that these folks got on radio and all that. We stick together, you know what I'm saying? Instead of pulling each other down, like this is like two rappers collaborating. You know what I'm saying? I let you come on the show, shout out. I come on your show, they shout out. People can have options. Sometimes people can't listen to mine, they can listen to yours. You feel me? It's just like a collaboration, man. So I will never really be trying to hate on cats who got... I wasn't the first one to come on Blog Talk at all, so I'm going to just act like I should be the only one that, you know, that people listen to. If you like me, you like me. You're going to listen to me. You feel me? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Well, hey, keep doing your thing. Maybe one of these days you can co-host with me and I can co-host with you and I can get all
that's
my people to call you.
Yes, that's exactly. Matter of fact, we're going to set that up, bro. We're going to set up a Nooney Jr. and goddamn Blizzard, goddamn co-host collaboration. We're going to blow that motherfucker out. We should have lines sold up. Because I know
already.
You have a lot of people. I see a lot of people be checking yours, and I know a lot of people check mine. We're going to work on that. That's a promise, all right?
For sure.
All right, my dog. Good looking. All right, man. What time for the homie Nooney Jr. calling in? Like I said, check out his show. He's a, if you're my Facebook friend, then go to my Facebook friends, and you're welcome to go ahead and, you know, because I got it where you can actually look at my friends or whatever. It ain't that serious for me. So if you're my Facebook friend or whatever, go look to my friends list, and he say Nooney Jr. You can say, then, you know, you add him as a friend or whatever. You can tell him a little message, say, I'm a K1 and listener, blah, whatever. You know how you add a little message in there. That if you can't find no other way to get to the brother. But, yeah, his show is funny, too, man. He be having some off-the-chain topics, too. You know what I'm saying? I actually listened to his show before, and it's pretty entertaining, too. All right, I'm not a hater, man. You're going to love me or you're going to hate me. It don't matter. You're going to do what you do. I'm trying to show love to everybody who show love to me. You feel what I'm saying? That's 100. All right? Now, episode 86. We back. My bad. Damn it, Blizzard. 87. Whip sprung and wide the fuck open. Goddamn it. Nooney Jr. just called a nigga. Now, said niggas was telling this nigga, goddamn it, I know about the tattoo down there and up under there. And goddamn it, the nigga don't want to listen. Where the fuck they do that? Tender dick ass nigga. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I got like 50 people on the line. Look, if you're on the line, make sure you hit the number one if you haven't talked to me yet so I can come to your phone line. You feel what I'm saying? I got a couple people that we talked to. We already talked to Michigan Girl, Nooney Jr., Key. We talked to Candy. Who else I talked to? Okay, those are the people that actually raised their hand so far. If you're on the line and I haven't talked to you yet, make sure you hit the number one so I can come to your phone line real quick. And you can get your 2 cents in about being whipped, being sprung. Have you ever been sprung or whipped? Have you ever had anybody sprung or whipped? Do you know anybody? Have you ever lost a friend because they were so sprung and whipped? God damn it, did they just start being on some other shit and you had to cut their motherfucking ass off? Yeah! Couldn't do it no more. Had to mash them. All right? You know anybody else? You know anybody like Nooney Jr. knew? Everybody know they old lady cheating on them. Everybody know they got them old man cheating on them and this motherfucker just don't want to damn listen. I mean, for real? Everybody know but you, homie. Shawty. Everybody know your old man ain't shit. Everybody know your old lady ain't shit. But you don't want to listen. I know everybody done met a motherfucker like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure. All right? But I'm going to go ahead and go into the music section of my show tonight because no one is hitting the number one on the phone line, even though I got 19 people on it.
Motherfuckers.
It's all right if you can admit that you've been whooped. Matter of fact, lie. Don't even tell everybody about the time you was whooped. Just tell me about the time you whooped somebody, your lying ass. Oh, Shay just hit the phone. I didn't know you was on here, Shay. You was way down at the bottom. What's going on, Shay?
What's up?
Oh,
what's happening?
Somebody else just hit the phone. Hey, two more people. Everybody want to talk now. Okay, I'll hold off on the music. All right, Shay. What's going on?
Oh, not much. You know we love the music, but we got to talk too.
All right, I feel that. So, of course, you know the question of the day is, have you ever been whipped? Don't lie. I'm just saying, don't lie. We had a couple people who called up in. I think they lying. I can't prove it. But I think they lying. But don't lie. I can smell it.
I don't know if I've been whipped, but I think I probably did a little whipping.
You don't think you ever been whipped. You ain't never did anything out of character that you normally wouldn't do because this motherfucker dude is, this dude is sex is so good.
I probably stayed with somebody a minute too long, you know, just because the sex was real.
Have you ever put up with a bunch of bullshit from somebody and then you still stayed with them?
Well, like I said, I probably put up with
You took too long to answer. That's the word you're looking for, Shay. Yes. Y-E-S. That's the answer that you're looking for. Move around a fucking long. Jesus. Like, pulling teeth around here, man. Some of these shows, man, some of these questions, man, you know, you just don't want to keep it 100. That's okay, Shay.
I wouldn't give him that much credit. I wouldn't give him that much credit.
I know, Shay, because you know the problem with that is, and you know what? You probably just like the other one. The other 11 people on this phone line who ain't said shit yet. You know, because they your ex or whatever, you don't want to get that motherfucker, they pops. But if that motherfucker had you whipped, they just did. I mean, so it's over now. You came out of it. I said in the synopsis of the show, listen, it's not about what you ever whipped. It's about how did you handle it once you realized you was. Are you still bumping your goddamn head against the wall? Is half the project still hitting your old lady and you still acting like it ain't going down? Or did you wise the fuck up? You feel me? Did you wise the fuck up and move on? Now, listen, Shay, if he had you whipped, he just did. Obviously, you're not with him no more. I know he your ex. I know you probably think that motherfucker. I can't. But he had you whipped at one point, right, Shay? Right.
Well, I think I wouldn't really call it that. Like I said, I think I probably stayed with him a minute longer than I should have. I'll say that.
Just because,
you know, it was pretty good in the bedroom, but, you know, it's got to be good.
Yeah,
you whipped.
One of my old officers, people. Shay is one of the officers in the Facebook army. In the K-100 army. And if you want to be an officer in my K-100 army, that means you call in the show, you promote the show on Facebook and your website and all that. You feel what I'm saying? You get little perks and little shit and priority, you know, all kind of shit. You can come up to the show and co-host with me and all that. If you're interested in that, holler at me on Facebook and I'll let you inside the private K-100 group that is members only. You have to be inducted in. And Shay is one of my officers inside said group. And Shay is committing a cardinal sin on the show by not keeping it 100 in front of the whole world. You know people are listening. You know they're going to download this shit and you're making me kill you, Shay. And I don't want to do it.
Can we just talk about the person that was whipped on me? Can we talk about that?
Fine. You don't want to talk about the fact that you was whipped? Fine. You know what? Since you're an officer, I will grant you that right. I will move along. Okay? Let's talk about the person you had whipped, Shay. How do you know you had him whipped?
Because all I had to do, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm going to keep it 100. Anytime
now
you're going
to keep it 100. Fine. Now,
yeah,
go ahead.
I have to keep it 100.
Follow me. Go ahead.
Anytime I wanted to get my way, all I have to do is just, like, start giving him some heads.
So you had him sprung off the head, basically.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just the head. Like, I'd be like, well, what you doing for lunch? I was like, once you come home. And, you know, we meet at the house or whatever. And, you know, like go down.
I mean, you just got to
We could be in the middle. We could be
What did he do that was crazy, Jay? What did he do? I need evidence. What did he do that was crazy as fuck? What did he do that was out of character? If you want to say he's strong, what did he do that was out of character? Is what I'm saying.
Well, in the middle of an argument, a little spat or whatever. I just started going. He's like, no, see, stop. Don't be doing that because you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And you're like,
well,
yeah,
every guy would rather fuck than argue. Every guy wants to do that, Shay.
That's nothing special.
You argue with me and all of a sudden you want to give me some head? Well, let's go ahead and change that. Let's just switch.
He kept saying no, but you know what? You know, I kind of overpowered that. So it's all right.
I don't know, Shay. I'm iffy with you on this one. I don't know. Normally, you're ironclad. Every now and again, you go iffy on me. You're going iffy on me, Shay.
I'm going iffy on you.
I don't know if Adam's strong. Maybe he just like to have sex. Strong is when this guy's actually doing some crazy shit, like coming home for lunch, a 30-minute lunch, and staying 3 hours and about to get fired.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I mean, you know, I said, well, what you do for lunch? Maybe at the house. I mean, we only had like an hour, but when an hour lunch break turned into, you know, longer than an hour, and then, you know, he got to walk back and work. Everybody know what he was doing. Because everybody know where he went.
Okay. Well, I maybe so. Did he ever tell you that with his own mouth? Maybe I can give it to you that way. Did he ever open his mouth and say, man, you know, you had me sprung? Did he ever tell you that?
He told me I have some good pussy.
That's not the same thing, Shay.
Yes,
he
it is.
No, it's not. I just told you at the beginning. You wasn't on the show. You okay? Hey, once again, for everybody who wasn't here at the beginning of the show, when I gave my opinion about everything and I told everybody whether or not I was with them, and I always, you know, feel me? I did my little thing like I always do at the beginning. I said just having some good pussy and fuck with somebody with some good sex doesn't constitute you being sprung. That's not an automatic.
Well,
you don't automatically get to say you had somebody sprung just because they openly admit that's good pussy.
When you got plans to do something, and you know you got plans to do something, and something suddenly changed your plans, I think that constitutes as a little bit sprung.
Yeah, a little bit sprung. I said that. Now we get into it. So you basically he had shit to do. He's supposed to be going out with the fellas, and at the last minute you call him, then he changed plans.
Exactly. Ain't no call, nothing. Hey. I just started doing something, and he was like, "No, stop. See, you know I'm about to go. Like, well, you're not now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe he's a little bit sprung. He probably was a little bit sprung. Now, before I go on, I got other people raising it and just beating up all the time with all this denial you got going up here. All this fucking denial. Okay, real quick, do you know anybody else? Because I got some people on. I want to hurry up and get to these new callers, 832
okay.
and all that, and Keisha L. Did you have any other friends? Have you ever had a friend was like so strong or whatever that they couldn't even see it, and you on the outside looking in like, what the fuck? And, you know, have you ever lost a friend over that? Because they were so strong,
yeah,
acting crazy over that man or girl or whatever, and you had to stop fucking with them because of it.
Yeah, I did. I mean, this dude took this girl through too much stuff. I was like, really? Really? I mean, she, to the point, you know, she all over at my house and everything, you know, behind some crazy mess. I was like, really? He cannot be that good in bed. I'm sorry. Really, he cannot be that good in bed.
And she, after all that, she went back to him.
Yeah, again, I was just like, you know what, if you're just going to keep on going back and getting your ass whooped or whatever, literally, then, okay, I can't help you.
So you stopped fucking when you stopped being her friend?
Yeah, I kept distancing myself and to the point where it was just like, I mean, that's like enabling. I can't enable you.
Okay, I understand. No, hey, I respect. I understand that. All right. You answered all the questions. Except the main one. Your ass was damn whooped and you don't want to goddamn admit it. But it's okay. Everybody listening to the show already
like
goddamn... Everybody listening to the show has deduced that your ass was sprung and whipped. Everybody know. I don't know why you won't even just admit it. All right.
I have a problem. All right.
Hang on.
Okay.
All right. I got Keisha L and then 832. 832, don't go nowhere. I'm going to let Keisha go and then 832, you up next. Give me about 5 minutes. Let me run through it for Keisha. Keisha, what's the fun? I can't hear you. You sound far away from the phone.
Oh, sorry. I said, what's going on?
What's going on?
Okay.
So, of course, the very first question, obviously, is have you ever been whip sprung and had your nose wide open? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who had you fucked up? Who had you fucked up? Who had you fucked up? Your ex?
Yeah, he was the first. Not the ex-husband, but the first. My son's dad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had you wide open. First one. Was he the first one to give you some face? Was he the first one to give
you
some face? Exactly. You know, a lot of the time, and they started it out real early, and the first person, the first person to really give you some fire, oral sex, a lot of the time, they will have you a little bit strong. I ain't going to lie. I might have been I said earlier I wasn't all the way strong, but the first girl who ever gave me some truly good head, who let me just bust in her grill and she swallowed it, yeah. I changed my, all right, you know what? In fact, I wasn't strong to the point I was doing crazy shit, but it was to the point where I was thinking about it constantly. So I got to actually kill myself, like Candy said. I see you, Candy. Fine. Now that I think about it, the first chick who let me goddamn bust a nut in the mouth and she swallowed it, I kept thinking about that shit like all the time. I was amazed. So I guess I was a tad bit sprung. That's how you got to, if you can put it like that. Which is to say, if you always thinking about that shit, I was always thinking about that the first time. I got over it. I didn't start stalking her and start doing all the crazy shit, and she treated me like shit or whatever, and I still want to kick it with her. But I guess, okay. I shoot myself. I did. I was a little bit sprung. Now, Keisha, you know, this is your first, your baby daddy and all that. I'm pretty sure he had you pretty gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty bad. It was bad. Was it bad?
It was ugly. It was real ugly. Was
yeah. Well, you got out of it. The point is you got out of it.
Yeah.
You woke up.
Yeah.
But that's what's up. Hey, that's what's up. Now, have you ever had anybody sprung yourself?
Yeah.
You did? How do you know that? How do you know?
How do I know? Because
yes,
we were breaking up. We were breaking up because what happened? My car would not start. The battery had did something, and he wouldn't come and jump my car. So I was like,
uh-huh.
You know what? Don't call me no more. I'm done with you. So
uh-huh.
A couple days went by, and like for probably 3 to 5 days, he would call me all day, every day. I'm in school. I'm trying to be in class. I'm at
uh-huh.
work. And he called him, but Keisha, I love you, and Keisha this, and showing up at my job, and just, so he did stuff like that.
Uh-huh, so
yeah.
I guess begging, when you beg, if you got to beg, I'm giving you the sprung lashes. I'm giving you the sprung lashes if you got to beg. Yeah, begging constitutes you being sprung. I'll go ahead and throw that in there. Did he ever tell you had him? Did he ever admit it to you openly?
He never admitted it, but I know, because I know him. He's easily sprung.
Okay. All right.
Poor dear.
Okay, that's bad. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I guess your shit is that good, huh?
It was him. No, well, I guess I can't say it was good.
Well, goddamn, Keisha, you know what I mean? You can't. You know.
Exactly. I can't just say it myself, so
come on. You got some good pussy. Just say you do. Say, yes, I got some good pussy. Say it out loud.
I can't say that word, baby.
we'll just say what Blizzard said. Yeah, what he said.
What Blizzard said.
I have
poo-poo, yes.
All right. I'm going to go to the 832 now, but before I go, have you had any friends, and have you ever had to lose a friend that was sprung and so sprung that they didn't even realize it theirself, but you was on the outside looking in like, this motherfucker's obviously sprung, but they was in denial?
Yes, two. One is a relative, and another was a very good friend and old roommate. And, I mean, he was taking chicks on cruises. He was doing all kinds of extra stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, excuse baby. And she would just be in the house, just doing nothing. Well, what you up to? Let's go out tonight. Nah, I can't go. You know, he's coming home soon and this, that, and the other. And it'll be tomorrow afternoon before he walk in the door. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was pretty gone.
Did you have to cut her off for that?
I didn't cut her off for that, but, I mean, eventually we just parted ways.
Right. Okay. Well, eventually that caused a breakdown in the relationship, so that was actually an indirect way. Her being sprung was indirectly the result of y'all friendship dissolving, basically.
Yeah. Pretty much. Because, I mean, she's still, to this day, and, I mean, this dude is in jail indefinitely, and she's still going to see him and all kinds of stuff. Yes, Boogie. Still going to see him and all kinds of extra stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's gone. She's gone. When you got there, when your man got tears fed, and you come there to see this nigga got down, and he went to your husband, and you see this nigga tears, I'm going to go ahead and you got them sprung lashes. All right, I'm going to call her. Please line. All right. Make you here. Stay around for the after party. All right. Take two. What's the problem?
Hi.
All right, what's going on? Welcome to the show from the K100. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling the show. I don't ever talk to you because I don't recognize this number. You can say your name because I'm talking to the page tonight, but can you tell me where you're from at least?
Okay, well, I'm from Houston.
Okay.
And my name's Jessica.
Oh, what's happening, Jessica? How you doing? Thanks for calling the show.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Jessica, you sound cute, too. I don't know. You're on Facebook, right?
I'm on Facebook.
I tell you what you look like. Yeah, make sure you go to the show page and be my friend. I don't know.
I'll see what I can do. But
All right.
Go ahead.
So,
I know you got some questions.
Well, of course, the obvious question is, have you ever been sprung?
Let me stop you right here.
Hold on, Jessica. I'm going to give you a pass because this is the first time you called the K100. And we have one simple rule around here. And the simple rule is you can say whatever the fuck you want to say on this show. My show is all about freedom of speech. But what you cannot do, you got to be 100. You can't borderline. We're dealing direct here.
Of course.
So now,
nothing
was you whipped, Jessica, was you dick whipped or not?
I mean, it wasn't because it was good. It's just because it was all I knew. And when something is new to you, like, uh-huh. you're going to want more of it, you know? It's like
right, right.
giving candy to a baby, you know? So,
was this your first?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me, you know what? Jessica brought up a good point, everybody. I don't know if I really want to give Sprung's, I kind of want to give Sprung status to the first person. Because for the most part, you know, a lot, especially with the women, they might be sprung off the first person. You know, especially the first person to make them nut. You feel what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the first guy you sleep with ain't necessarily the first guy to make you really bust a nut or have an orgasm. It ain't necessarily the first guy to give you some face. All those kind of firsts, it's easy to get somebody fucked up with one of those. Now, if this was your first person having sex or whatever, did he make you, like, make you come and did he give you some face or that too? All of it, your first person?
No, he didn't do all that. I didn't have a little orgasm until years later. So.
Right. So it was all you knew. I guess I will say that you were sprung, but I'll only give you one sprung last year. I want to say you was wide open.
Yeah, I was wide open. I'm going to say I was wide open.
Okay. All right, so now, you ever had anybody sprung?
Yes, I have.
Junior. No, Tony Junior.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I gotta put in my stuff. I had him sprung.
Wait a minute, Nudie.
He was so sprung. He pulled a fucking Forrest Gump, and he had like he had to run away from it. Like this.
Nudie, you there?
What's up, homie?
Man, you hear that?
You hear that? Man, hey, look here. Man, look
here. Hey, baby.
People talk that big stuff on the phone. They get on Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and talk that big stuff. But when it come down to it, I'm not running. You feel me?
He handled his or whatever, but he already know what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was chasing it.
Need I point out the fact that you follow Nudie Jr. to this show and you stalking him live on K100 Internet Radio? I don't know, Jessica. I don't know who really sprung here.
No, it's not. I'm going to have my homie talking. It's not talking. Like, we good. We cool. He was very sprung and he know it. He loves this and he knows it.
Okay, Jessica. You're forcing my hand. Key, you on the line. Keisha, you're on the line. Michelle, you're on the line. It's the fucking phone line. Come over here on the K1 show. Who's wrong, y'all? I got everybody
man.
Right.
Hey,
who's
wrong?
That's crazy, y'all.
You forced my hand, Jessica. You made me
involved. I think both of them might be strong.
No,
wow.
I'm here. He already knows.
Jessica's
trying to
sound
like she's trying to put it off on her boy, so she might be a little bit more strong.
He might be strong.
Yeah.
No, he's not like that. Trust me.
Jessica, you're losing, Jessica.
Gotta let it go.
Jessica. These are women. These are other women. They all in a strong, Jessica.
No, no, how long? Why was he running though? What's the running about? I want to know what kind of running.
It's like this. I didn't give it a chance to spring me. You feel me? Some people get sprung off of physical, and some people get sprung off of mental. Now, what she did to me physically was devastating. You heard me? It was devastating. But I was not
baby
for
a bad way.
In a good and a bad way.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but see, to be strong, you have to be, you know, I can't live my life without it.
Like, not necessarily.
I was trying to live my life without it. I was trying to, like, go away from it. Like, I don't want that no more because that was too much.
Listen,
my whole thing is, if you're going to give me head, and you claim that you was a head beast, then you need to put all of it in your mouth. Not all that.
Oh, Lord.
Not all that. Listen. Hey, listen. Not all that grab, 90-95% of it, and you only sucking the head with your little skills and shit that you learned in China or some of those like that.
Now.
See, to me, that's not fair.
I don't have fighting words. You said you had to get away from it.
Are you saying that I was using 95% of my skills? Because I recall using 200%. So.
Uh-oh. If you had to run over the 95, you were still good.
And you know, it was
running.
I made an eye going in the back of her head. You had to go to the hospital fucking with me, you heard me? So
y'all off the chain. Oh,
now, shit. Nani, you already know it was off throw, baby. Off throw. Don't
oh,
do it. You know.
Hey,
you
so
know.
Hey. Why was you in the hospital then? Because you didn't get sick or nothing. You lost all your
strong,
damn fluid.
It was
Wait a minute. Damn it. Was you literally in the fucking hospital, Jessica, for real?
I was not in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Were you in the clinic?
I'm not talking about no STD. She ain't getting no STD. She lost fluids. She ain't have no more fluids in her body. She was so mad. She dehydrated.
I'm not saying you didn't handle your business, but the question was, had you ever had anyone sprung?
You already know.
Come on, Nani, baby. You already know.
Both of y'all was cold.
Nuni, baby, you were sleeping within a second. So that's not the question of being sprung.
You're right.
I was right.
To
you.
Love you. You are right.
Ain't got sex to sleep.
This is out of control.
No.
The whole thing is out of control.
Hey.
All right.
Hey. Y'all crazy. She sucked me to sleep.
Whatever the case may be, you were asleep. All right, everybody, I got other people raising their hands. All right, everybody, hold on, everybody. Except Jessica. Except Jessica. I'm muting everybody except Jessica. All right, Jessica. Jessica.
Yes.
Okay. I had to clear some things up because I don't allow people to go at somebody knowing that they're still on the line. I always open it up. We've been through this before on K100. Okay, now I got to tell you, I let everybody talk. I let everybody say whatever they want to say. Now I got to say it. I think both of y'all kind of had each other sprung, and I think both of y'all knew it. But both of y'all probably got a sense to see that coming. Like any real motherfucker could probably do. Both of y'all probably like, you know what, this is getting a little bit too much. I'm going to go ahead and back up a little bit. Both of y'all probably had a little something. Both of y'all probably was just handling y'all grown man business. You feel me? Grown up business. You understand what I'm saying? But it sounds a little bit, and I got to give the edge to him having you sprung more since you did call my show and then try to put him on blast. I got to get to him. You did do that. You did call this show. Maybe he gave you the number now, but you did call the show and then try to put him on blast. I don't know. That's a little bit. It's a little much. He might have had you gone too. I mean, you just think about it. It's on your brain, right?
You're right. I mean, it's good, you know. But
all right. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I got some more on the line. I got to get to the line before I. Have you ever had a friend of yours sprung and have you lost a friend because they were so strong that they can't even see they delusional and shit? You couldn't even fuck with them no more because they just denied.
I actually have a friend now who's very much sprung over a nigga who don't even want her ass like that. And it's kind of sad because she's a beautiful person, and I'm not just saying this. She's a dime. And, you know, she's fucking with this older nigga, you know what I'm saying, and he just using her for her goodies. And now she not only sprung, she in love, and he pick her up and drop off like she a trophy, you know? So I don't like that shit. So she's very delusional, and she going crazy, and she needs to get out of that.
Well,
but I can't do nothing about it.
No, that ain't really your place. You feel what I'm saying? If you're a real friend, you'll tough it out with her and try to show her the light. I don't encourage people losing, if you're really her friend, I don't encourage people losing their friends over shit like that. Nah.
Oh, yeah, we've been friends, you know, 8 years, right. 8, 9 right. years. But the thing about it is, you know, I can tell her that a real friend going to stick with her, and when she hurt, you know, I'm going to be there to help her
right.
pick up pieces.
Right.
I can't
right.
change the situation, but I can be there to comfort her, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, she's fucking strong. She's
right,
expensive.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying, he an older dude, so, you know, older dudes got, you know, more experience. I'm talking like 40s. So he,
uh-oh.
You know, she think it's special and it's new to her, but it's not new to him. He do, you know, he got all these tricks because he got experience. And
right.
so when he show it to her, she just like, oh, you know, he so this, he ain't shit. But, I mean, what can I do? You know,
right. She going to have to see it herself. That's one thing about it. Anytime somebody is strong, the more you try and tell them, it's like that shit is like counterproductive. I swear to God. It's like counterproductive to tell somebody that. You got to let them know. You got to let them figure it out for themselves. And if you her friend, just be there when she crash and burn. And be like, you know, don't be with all the told you shows. Just goddamn it, go out and have a drink with her. You know what I'm saying?
True that. That's
all right,
true.
All right. Please stay on the line because I see, I guess you must got somebody else on the calling me from 832. But I got to answer one more person before I get to them. All right?
Okay.
All right. 832-576, I see you, but before that, I had 850-527 on the line, and this is my homie T. Lewis, ain't it?
Yeah, man, what's going on?
What's going on, Pippin? Did you hear that exchange? Thanks for calling the show, my dog. You feel me? Did you hear
yeah,
that
man.
Crazy exchange?
Man, I was hearing some of it. I had to, I think I'm going to have to drop Sprint and go back to Verizon, but, I heard old girl talking about the name Jessica.
Right.
And she had a dude on the phone. Dang, man.
I don't know.
I think you're
going to
be on TV pretty soon. You're
going to
be on HBO pretty soon with all that. So,
hey, man, that's the goal. That's the point. I need sponsors, people. I need sponsors. All right, T. Lewis, have you ever been strong?
Yeah.
You been strong?
Yeah, man. I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to put it out there. So.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping it 100, man, because some of these motherfuckers been calling my show acting like they ain't never been strong before. No, they have. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the lashes, nigga. You was strong. You was whipped, right? It's all good.
Yeah, man.
How did that come about?
Now, man, I think I talked about it on the K100 group site one time. Man,
uh-huh.
I met this chick. She was cool. I thought when I first saw her, I liked her.
Now, you were sprung off the sex, right? You sprung off the sex, right?
That, too, everything. She was
right.
cool. Everything about her but turned out to be fake, though.
Now, how
but,
did you know that you, what did you, let me jump to the main question. What did you do that was out of character that made you know, that let you know that you were sprung? What was you doing that let you know that you got to be sprung? What changed? How were you at? Because everybody, we had a general consensus that you got to be doing something out of your character that you normally wouldn't do in order to be sprung. What was those things?
Well, she during the time of the whole 9/11 thing had happened, she had to go back. She had to go back home to Trinidad, but
uh-huh.
She didn't finish school. She was still messing around with this one dude, and I kind of figured she did, but I was just like, no. I guess pride got in the way of like, no, I'm gonna win over this nigga. I'm gonna keep this chick right here.
Uh-huh.
Be a keeper. So,
right.
You know, I got all the paperwork ready and everything, and I'm used to dealing with the INS, so
uh-huh.
I came up, I ain't gonna lie, when she got back, she didn't have any cash to start school and everything, because I was super cut off, so I came up on 3 stacks.
Whoa! Shit! Get in there! That was 30 licks, and just times that times the motherfucking 100, or however the fuck you get to 2,000. Nigga, you drop 3 stacks on this motherfucker? Anytime you just drop 3 stacks on the motherfucker, she been all the way in Trinidad and just came back, you ain't know what the fuck. Yeah, nigga, you was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I was gone. I ain't on the front.
Right. Yeah,
gone. Out of that 3 stacks, I did get 300 back, but I was just like, I just talked about it with L, so.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Y'all ain't going to give me my money back, so I don't deal with y'all no more. That was pretty much it. She turned out to be trife. I cut her loose. She got mad. Want to know why. I was like, you know why.
Why?
Don't talk to me no more because you're acting funny. Because you got the other nigga, and he ain't did nothing for you, so whatever, whatever. So,
yeah. So yeah, you were sprung now. We'll go ahead and give you the lashes. We gave you 3,000 goddamn lashes worth of that shit, nigga. God damn, that hurt. That cut deep. Losing money behind a motherfucker just always cut a nigga deep. I take that personally. Ah, can't stand losing money behind a motherfucker. All right, have you ever had somebody else sprung?
You know what? I don't really know, but I had some chicks do things that, to me, was kind of weird.
Now, we know strong, it's obvious. When they strong, it's obvious. It's obvious. Like in my case, they actually told me. They told me, like, nigga, you know you had me, like, fucking sprung like a motherfucker. I ain't going to lie. You feel me? They came back after the fact, after I kind of got flushed out of their system a little bit. They came back and they admitted it to me. Like, nigga, I was going off that dick, nigga, real talk. But, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, what can you say? That's why I answered the question yes with no problem. Motherfuckers told me out their own damn mouth. All right, what the fuck else can I goddamn go with but that? Goddamn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, but kind of sort of, you know, when they sprung, you kind of know it.
I mean,
I knew that before they even said that to me. You feel me? Because of the shit they had did while I was fucking them. You feel what I'm saying? And how hard it was to get rid of their asses when I wanted to stop fucking them. You feel what I'm saying? I already knew that.
Right.
But they actually came back, and some of them came back and told me, nigga, yeah, going off the dick. Yeah.
But my case was, and this both times that it actually happened, it actually was the first time it really happened to me like that. Because
right.
I heard stories, because it's just like, oh, man, this happened all the time. I had one chick, she was married.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga had money. This nigga was, you know, just trying to make the NFL and everything. I didn't know it at the time.
Uh-huh.
But this chick said she would drive from Tallahassee,
mm-hmm.
come pick me up, we'll go out, she'll pay for everything. I'm thinking this is her money and everything, because
right.
I had left her alone and everything and all this mm-hmm. and that. So
right.
she would come pick me up and everything, nice car. I forgot what kind of car it was, now that I think about it now, but. And I was like, dang. So she was like, so she called me one day, and I didn't even know she still had my number and everything. So she was like,
mm-hmm.
well, you were the one that got away. She never said that I was, like, strong or nothing like that, or
mm-hmm.
I had a wide open.
Well, you
could have like
been
that.
Special.
She was like,
mm-hmm. You could have
yeah,
been special. Being special to somebody and being strong is not the same thing. We made a clear
right.
distinction of that. So you could have just
right.
been special. Right. Yeah,
but
you could have just been special.
This is the chick's husband, though. And I come to find out that she's spending his money. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Well, she could have been trifling.
You
know what I'm saying? Being trifling don't necessarily make you strong. You feel me? She could
right.
have been trifling. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. But she would keep calling and stuff like that. And then I had another time, another chick. Didn't know she was married either. I'm like, good night. What is it? These married chicks just keeping stuff on the wraps. And she's just like, I just can't stop thinking about you and all this and that. And I was like, I said, man, what's something wrong with my picker or something, because I'm messing around with these undercover married chicks or whatever. I was like, no, I can't keep dealing with this.
Right.
So, I actually had to go and leave her alone. I just had to just move and just not
right.
contact her or nothing.
Right, said,
nah, you ain't going to get me killed over no coochie. I can get it from anywhere.
Right.
So,
when you sprung, yeah. when they sprung, you got to, when they sprung, you know, you got to cut them cold turkey. It ain't no easy way to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Just cold
I
turkey.
Love her,
you got to do it, you know what I'm saying? You got to cut them cold turkey. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right,
I had to cut everything loose on her, though.
I feel you. Stay on the line. I'm going to go to the open forum if I can, but I got one more person that hasn't talked yet. I'm going to answer that call. You feel me? And then I'm going to come back. All right. All right. Stay on the line. 832-576. You on K100. What's popping?
What is that? This your boy, Chief Plucker. You heard me? What's going on? And look. And hold up. Look. I ain't from the 832. I'm just out here now. I'm from New Orleans. What was that in the witch of my nigga?
Yeah, what's happening, big time? What's going on, man? Appreciate you calling the show, my nigga. Free Boosie, nigga. Yeah. I said it here. Yeah.
For sure, but look here. But look here. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm about to keep it 500.
Okay.
I'm referring to the Nooney Jr. and the Lil Jessica situation.
Okay.
Now, check it out. Your girl sucked my cousin up so good to where that nigga there was seeing stars. You heard me? I'm talking about the nigga was seeing stars, you dig?
Damn.
But to be honest with you, I think, I really think she gave him the best head he ever had in his life, but I don't think that cuz was whipped, you know, cause man, like, the way we was raised was not like to do that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not always saying that, you know, the home training don't really mean nothing, but I'm just saying, like, she was the one that was about to beat up bitches up at the schoolhouse, about to beat up people, she was about to beat up my own sister, right? Now, Nona is my first cousin. So he
uh-huh.
didn't know that my sister was kin to him. But she thought that was some nigga that, you know, like some little chick that he was, you know, that, you know, cuz was like popping or something, but that was a cousin. And I used to ice him on the phone saying, man, that's my fucking family, you dig? And she'd be like, no, bitch, that's not your fucking family. I'm going to beat the piss out you when I see you, knowing it's on, y'all.
Ah, I got 5 minutes left.
I'm,
I got 5 minutes left. I'm going to give you clowns. Y'all be clowning on my show tonight. I'm giving you niggas 2 minutes Jessica, Nooney, y'all open. This nigga, this Nooney, Nooney. Well, now you got all your people calling in, man. God damn it, man.
Say, man. Hey, dog, look here. Jessica called on the show lying on me. You feel me? She called on the show talking that craziness. You know what I'm saying? Jessica knows that I bust her ass wide open. She know that. You understand me? Hey, listen. If the judge, if she was a judge, Boosie would have been free. You hear me?
Right.
Hold on. Do I need to say that again? If
say
Jessica
again.
was the judge, Boosie would have been free.
Exactly. All right, so we got. I still haven't cleared the whole shit up. I don't know who was whipped, who whipped who. I'm just hearing that both of y'all motherfuckers was goddamn all in for each other. She about to whip a bitch ass and everything. I don't know, man. I don't know. But your cousin called in to kind of co-sign for it. That's all I'm saying.
You kind of
called
in
to co-sign.
You kind of
called
in to co-sign.
It's kind of two against one, Nooney. It's kind of two against one, homie. What you want me to do?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's telly marked. I mean, what could you do?
I mean
numbers
look,
don't lie.
Look.
Niggas
say,
lie.
Say,
bitches
bro.
Lie. Numbers don't lie.
It's like this year. I give her props. She was the best. She was the best at it. But I was in my little heartless phase. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And, like, she just couldn't get me like she wanted to. And the only reason why I backed away from it, it was partially me. Because, see, like, to me, being addicted to good head and being whipped by it is two different things. Like part of being whipped and addicted is the same thing. But, like, when I say I was addicted, I don't mean, like, crack addiction. It just means that I liked it. It means that, okay, I enjoy busting nuts in your mouth.
Right, nothing wrong with that. I kind of like it too. Matter of fact, Jessica, this is specifically for you. That's the K100 goddamn getting in sound. That's right. We have to make sure she got that official sound. You feel what I'm saying for Jessica? That sound like she a monster with that head, and everybody knows we like good heads. Now I got somebody. Wait a minute, everybody. I'm gonna put y'all on pause real quick. Hold on. Somebody just text me some disturbing shit. My homie Big Swole has texted me and said, I've been fucked up. I've been whipped before. Because I was kicking with somebody for 10 years and my son, 8. So he's referring to my baby mama. He says that my baby mama had me whipped. And I, Swole, beg to differ, okay? I love my baby mama. That's one of my best friends to this day. You feel me? Got respect for her. That's my son's mama. For a whole bunch of multitude of reasons. Got a child together. Got to be responsible parent and everything. So we get along. But that does not constitute me being whipped at all. Okay? I said it's okay if you love somebody. Loving somebody and caring about somebody. You feel me? Don't necessarily mean you actually whipped. I have never, ever, ever, ever been out of character and acted crazy based solely on the sex. So I beg to differ, Swole, my homie, my homeboy, trying to put me on blast on my own fucking show. That is not the same thing. Now, I got 2 minutes left. I ain't played any motherfucking songs. All right. I got fucking 1 minute left. But everybody knows, don't nobody hang up. I got 1 minute left on the actual showtime airtime, all right? Now, what I'm about to do is something I've been had going on. Once again, I must shoot myself. I didn't play any music tonight. I tried not to fucking go to an episode without playing no music. Because you know K100 is talk and music. You know I love the underground. You know I got my own label. You know I'm an artist and everything myself and I get it in. I really hate when I do a show without playing any fucking music. But I did it. All right? But what I've been doing, the show is only scheduled for 2 hours, but it goes over. I'm going to go ahead and say adios and thanks to everybody who's listening online. I really appreciate it. Everybody that's called in, 347-934-0966. Now, you people on the phone lines, don't go nowhere. We got some more shit to talk about. I'm finna open up all the phone lines in a minute. You feel what I'm saying? And we're gonna have the after party after the show. This does not stream out over the internet live. The show will actually be stopped and canceled. But this is being recorded, and this will be on the downloaded MP3 version of the show. So if you want to partake in the after party, just stay on the line, you feel me? And I'm going to open up everybody's phone line, all right? And we can ask some more stuff. We can ask some more questions to clear some more stuff out. I'm going to go ahead and say thanks and adios to everybody who's listening to me out there in www.blogtalkradio.com and everybody who is down, calling in, who can't stay around for the rest of the after party. I'm going to go ahead and run the credits at the end. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to let that play, and then we're going to hang around for the after party if you want to, all right? Hang on. K100 Internet Radio. Blizzum. I got Shay, I got Noonie, I got Michigan Girl, and I got 678-608-9714. All right? Everybody's mic is open. All right? What's popping?
What's happening?
What's happening? Now, everybody's been pretty much listening to the whole thing with Jessica and you know what I'm saying? Somebody's got their TV on or something. All right. I gotta get this clarification. Now, everybody's mic is open. Now this situation with Noonie is just completely out of control. It's out of hand. Okay?
Right.
I think if we clear this up, then we can pretty much clear up a lot of people who may think they had somebody strong, been strong. We can clear up a lot of things for people. And remember, this part of the show is going to be on the MP3 downloadable version. Okay? So, just keep that in mind. Now, Jessica obviously has some fucking fire-ass head. And kudos to her for that. Y'all love fire head. All my K100 ladies love some fire-ass face. But that don't necessarily
he got to tend to beat one or the other.
One or the other. Two words, tend to get. We will be using tend to get on fucking K100 from now on. Now,
I like that.
I don't know if either one of them was sprung. I think maybe these two people just had some fire-ass goddamn sex. And you know, hey.
They were both strong.
That's a little strong.
Yeah, she's trying to fight people, though. Yeah, she's trying to fight people. That kind of moved it back over to
us.
His cousin ended up being his cousin. That's a little strong. It's more to the story than me. Like, we just talking about the sex part. Well, since you said it's more to the story, I'm finna elaborate a little more. Now, hold on. Check this out. Because, see, the only thing, bro, I ain't want to take up too much time because I have a show myself, and I know you got callers, so I ain't want to hog it. But since we in the after party, I'm finna take it to the house. Now, look, this motherfucker used to drive a BMW to the projects.
Oh, shit.
And ride the fucking Metro. She used to ride the Houston Metro bus back home.
Did she leave you the car?
Hold up. But you don't use that 87 gas, right?
Right.
You gotta use that premium.
Right.
So look, she'll be like, so how much do you need for gas, Pookie? How much do you need for gas? And look, she would pull out for 20s, and then it would keep going 20 after 50, then 100. She like, well, just take this because I want you to make your money selling your rap CD out in the streets, buddy. And then look, she was like, speaking of your rap CD, how much does duplication for 1,000 CDs cost? And she was like, no, Noonie. Houston is too big for just to only have 1,000 CDs. You need 10,000 CDs. Now, anybody that rap know how much.
I'm not going to say how much
10,000 CDs cost.
Uh-huh.
But 10,000 CDs is not cheap.
Right.
Okay?
Did you get 10,000 CDs?
It might be cheaper because you buy so many of them, you know, as far as your how much you're paying per CD, but that's not no $20 job.
Did you get the 10,000 CD, Junie?
Fucking right.
Let me tell you, okay. Noonie was after me. I wasn't after him, okay? And by me being, hold on, you had your time to shine, sweetie, sit down. He was after me, okay? And by me being a couple years older than him, you know, I mean, at that time I was a little more, you know, established than he was.
Right. I'm waiting for the punchline. So what you're saying is, Jessica, the fact that you were a little bit older and a little more established, basically you had cake. You feel me? You had a little money.
I was on the block, bro. I was on the block getting money. Right, so how did you have more cake than me?
Oh, she gone. What happened? Did she hang up?
Oh, no.
A number dumped out. Damn it, man.
Dang.
She got T-Mobile, man, so sometimes T-Mobile be tripping like up in her apartment.
I know. I don't even know if you can call back in after the fact.
You can't call back in.
You can dial out.
Can I dial out?
Do the dial out. We got to hit a rest.
Yeah, dial out. We need the rest.
Well, I don't know the number. Hey,
it's a 8-8.
Hold on.
What is it?
Let him know it off the top of his head, nigga. Oh, shit. Hell no. He's got a record.
What is it?
It's 832-606-0341.
Hold on, I'm going to get it back, y'all. Hold on, I'm calling it back.
He know that shit on top of his head.
I got it on my other black.
Get some of that good brain when he made us.
Right.
Man, she was a dog. She was a beast with it.
Hello?
I found my signal. I'm sorry. But
y'all found my dog. You know Noonie had the number.
He got the number. But for real though, like, my story is, like, at this, you know, about me being a couple years older than him, you know, at that time I was a little bit more established.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, you know, I was feeling him or whatever. Like, he talked, oh, she came and picked me up in my BMW. I'm from the hood, too. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing for me to go to the hood. And I feel like, you know, I'm looking out. He had potential. So I was trying to look out for him. It wasn't about that.
Right. I understand. She was just looking out. You feel what I'm saying? Wait a minute, everybody. I don't want people listening to the show thinking that it ain't all right to look out for your man or your girl. You feel me? If you got it and they need it, you give it to them. That don't necessarily mean you strong. You could just be good. You feel what I'm saying?
But you know what?
They're not in a relationship. And then on top of that, it's all right to got to kick the money out. But when you drop the Benz off, the Beamer off, and leave them back on the bus, oh, no.
You mean with gas money?
Yeah.
Man, shitting me? You were shitting me.
Right.
I brought this shit off on the empty tank.
I don't know, Jessica.
You can't ride in my car. You can't keep my car unless you pay at least 1 month of the car note. That's that.
And hey, hold on, y'all. Listen. It's not like I didn't have a car up in the yard. I had two cars.
Damn it.
She wanted me to ride that one.
She wanted you to ride her car.
Mm-hmm. So everybody knows she's trying to stake her claim. Thank you.
Man. Y'all out of control.
She's staking her claim.
Hey, go ahead. Check this out. You used to have Miss Kitty Cat up on the license plate. But I was like, I'm not finna be riding around in no Miss Kitty Cat license plate. So I made her go to the county office to change it. She had to pay all this extra money to change it. You me?
Jessica! Did you do that, Jessica?
I hear creaking.
That's her phone.
Oh man, damn it! I can't dial out the show. Has shut me down, everybody. I can't even see y'all numbers. I guess it's the time for me to go. Thanks everybody for hanging around for the after party. That shit was off the chain. Nudie Junior, the goddamn, you won, Nudie.
Damn it,
man.
You won. Damn,
Tony. The
Bluesome show right there.
All right, man. I'll catch y'all tomorrow, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and check out the homie show, too, all right?
All right.
All right. Everybody.
Hey.
Some motherfuckers off the chain,
boy. Nooney Jr.